WMMS.com/rules.
You'll never outrun my station.
Rover's Morning Glory is on your smart device. Tell it to play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio.
This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
I have some responsibility.
Doogie. I'll call the cops on you.
Dieter.
Yeah!
Charlie.
I got the dog, dude.
And Jeffrey.
Don't you think guys would be a little disgusting?
Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
Happening. It is Tuesday, November 23rd, 2021. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Doogie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here. Yo. You're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. That's how you reach the show. Give us a call at that number. You can text us at that number. That comes into the studio in real time. You tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio somewhere in your tweet. That also comes into the studio in real time. But the best way, give us a call. 866-967-6837. Excuse me. I'll get to your email here in just a moment. I know that Jeffrey's not here today, right? Is it? Okay. All right. Sometimes he comes in on a holiday week. He'll, switch his hours around or whatever. And
yeah. I asked him last week to do that, but he said the fence company. What?
Are you serious? You asked him, maybe you should, since we're only working Monday and Tuesday, maybe you should come in Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah. Then he said he had a big delivery today.
He said, he couldn't get it. Okay.
I go, you could come in half a day.
Well, he was going
to have to be there till 8:30. He's like, no, it's not going to work.
That's funny.
Not going to work.
All right. Let's see here. Curious George writes, didn't I read his email first off the bat yesterday? This is like a Groundhog Day. Curious George writes, good morning, Rover. A tradition for Thanksgiving is to tell your family what you are thankful for. I know I'm thankful that you signed on for 6 more years. But I'm curious, what are you guys thankful for? I'm thankful for the fact that, yes, even though I signed a 6-year contract, I could retire today or tomorrow or next week. And then, not really 6 years. It's I could retire and then unretire. Who did that? Was it Brett Favre or
a bunch of times? The Jets, the Vikings, like 6 times. So you're saying they have to pay you out no matter what?
Oh no.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying if you quit next week.
No. Oh, that would be
not quit. But
are you kidding me? I would have done that the day that I signed the deal. I would have the very next day. I would have come in. I retire. Pay me out. No, that's not the way that it works. Brandon writes, never tried to open a can lid with your hand. A few years ago, I decided to have a baked potato bar.
Ooh.
With chili.
You've never heard of a baked potato bar?
What is that?
In my mind, baked potato bar is like a Bloody Mary bar. It's where you have a baked potato and then you have a whole bunch of things you put on it and people can serve themselves and make their own baked potato.
Oh, I thought that, okay, I guess he's saying, I'm going to have one of these at my gathering. I thought he was, like, eating one. Anyhow, I had a lot of prep work that needed to be done, but decided to go hang out with some friends the day before the event instead. After being out for too long, I rode my skateboard home because I was wasted. I was sweating when I got home, so I took my hoodie and shirt off, grabbed a can of beans, and thought it was a good idea to make some chili. The can opener was a $2 piece of crap one, so it didn't open the can all the way. I grabbed the lid and pulled. Next thing I know, there was a massive gash between my thumb and index finger. Blood everywhere. Looked like a murder scene. I couldn't put a shirt on because I was holding my thumb with a towel. So at 2 a.m., I was the drunk shirtless guy who tried to make chili standing in the ER. To this day, I don't have feeling in the tip of my thumb, and a sharp pain occurs if I press in between my thumb and index finger. I attached a photo the day after the ER visit. My thumb was three sizes bigger than normal.
The warning?
All right.
Ooh. Oh, that's a spot, too, right in that crease.
Oof. That's deep.
That you absolutely use all the time. That's why my can opener injury is on the knuckle, and it keeps breaking open, and then blood gushes out everywhere. Like, I can't.
See, I would really try to avoid can opener injuries after that. Like, you should learn your lesson.
His was bad.
Like, oh, his is in the crease. Mine's on the knuckle because I'm smart.
No, it's in the area that you're constantly using, so it can't heal. His was real. I mean, they could have taken his whole thumb off.
Don't they have that kind that, like, it cuts it smoothly? There's a special can opener that cuts it where it's not sharp.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
It's not like a TV commercial.
Like rounds the edges or something when it cuts it.
Yeah, get one of those.
Yeah.
Like a safety can opener or an automatic can opener that Doozy laughs at. Dieter has one. Yeah. She considers that a luxury item. Like it's
$11.99.
It's this big.
It's like old people have that. I haven't seen one since my grandma had one.
I'm sorry, Stitz. You open cans at my house. We're not Grey Poupon all over.
I have a can opener, like a hand manual one.
I have one too, but this one's just so much nicer if you're doing a lot of them or. You just don't feel like getting that stupid.
I'm a can, Joe, but you need to automate it.
Well, green bean casserole, you got to make six cans. You got to break out six of them. I love
it. Doesn't it open it and then it just kind of holds the can there in place?
It pops magnet. It up. It pops the lid up. Uh-huh. And you just have the can. You dump it and then you can easily take that off with a napkin or your hands and throw it out.
Doozy will not
I know.
Do that.
It's so safe.
I'll tell you why. Well, then I'll tell you, she won't allow, even if you open it and that lid pops up. It's the same way that she's obsessive compulsive with the way that she cuts these papers here.
Yeah.
With her shizzy stories. She won't like the fact that the can, it doesn't completely detach the lid.
Yes.
It stays on top of the magnet.
There's like a magnet attaches and kind of pulls it up or to the side.
Okay.
My parents had one back in the 80s. It's super old. I won't get one of those. Thanks, though.
Those things are no joke in restaurants. When you you worked in pizza shops, you know, you open pizza sauce cans with that big clunky thing, you punch it in, you crank it around and it open up. Those lids would be so sharp, people would just throw those in the trash. A guy took the trash out one time and it just in the bag just kind of grazed his leg and sliced his leg wide open. So there was a rule, you have to every time you take those lids off, you put them in the can and then squeeze the can shut so that the lid obviously if you take the stuff out of the can. Then you put the lid in it, squeeze it, so the lid wouldn't be able to, you know, cut anybody's leg inside of a garbage can.
It would have been easier if you just made them all wear chainmail armor instead of doing all that.
In hindsight, that would have been good for the pizza bottom line.
Ruby writes, of all the stories that were being covered yesterday, I found myself looking up the story on the Cleveland.com, the newspaper website, about your contract extension. I had to read it for myself. I had to see who wrote this garbage. I had to search the person's name and see an actual photo of the reporter so that I could try to wrap my head around why someone couldn't be bothered to write something better about you, Rover. I mean, if you're going to write something, write anything at all. If you're going to write, if you're going to be a writer, write. How about RMGTV, Roverfest, Rolling Glory 1, ratings? No, none of that. Instead, they pulled out back in 2005. How lazy. Well, Ruby, I'm not too. I don't. Honestly, it doesn't bother me one bit. Someone would have to be reading that in the first place. You're the only person that went to go read that because I mentioned it. I only read it because I'm in it. The only people reading it are the actual subjects of the articles. This is why, you know, newspapers can't, they can't pay people. People used to pay newspapers for their content. Now they can't pay people to come read their content. Like, it's absolutely impossible. That's why they're all going out of business, which is somewhat sad because many of them do good reporting and important reporting. But, you know, the way that they have shut down and even whoever wrote that article, I probably don't blame him. He's probably one guy. There used to be 40 people there, probably, and he's one guy. He's in charge of writing the stories about Rover, in addition to crime on the east side and politics at the state capitol and what's the weather going to be like next week. And, I mean, these guys, they have laid off so many people at the newspaper. It's sad, really. A lot of people that were good reporters are out of work. In fact, I personally know some of them that are out of work, and now what do? They, you know what? They've kind of figured it out, though. They go, "Yeah, bless you, Dushy."
Excuse me, I apologize.
They figured it out. They go, "You know, these newspapers pay. They pay most of these reporters garbage money, by the way." They go, "You know, I can make more money as a blogger than I can working at the newspaper." I actually personally know people that were laid off from the newspaper that are making more money now blogging and writing. Is it Substack? Is that what it is? The newsletter thing that you subscribe to and doing that. And they're happier because they don't have to put up with the crap the corporation that they worked for. Aaron writes, "Rover, after listening to the show yesterday, I believe Doogie slipped up when she said, 6 more years when your contract is up. Was she referring to when Gia turns 18? Is B2 as close to your family as Doogie? I think you keep Doogie around with hush money."
I wish.
No, Gia will be 18.
Yes, yeah. She graduates. She's class of 2028. So, but they haven't talked to us about a contract, so.
Let's see here. John writes, "Rover, I was listening to the show. I have something to say that I have to reply to you about. It's about Doogie and her dryer issues. She has worn out her bearing in her dryer because of putting bath towels in there that are water-soaked and weigh too much, too many at one time. Reuse your towels," he says.
Gross. And I have a washer that rinses, spins, so they're not heavy. If they are heavy, then I don't put them in the dryer. But I did have a guy come out yesterday, and I had to buy a part. It is the bearings, a bearing kit that I had to buy.
And how much did that cost?
That's like $50. Uh-huh. And then it'll be about $200.
Now, who was giving the advice yesterday? Was that you, Dieter? Who was giving the advice that said, just get a new dryer?
I did. Yeah. I said, at this point, you're going to pay $100 to get the guy out here for parts. It's going to be, what, I don't know, $100, $200 more?
So in total, Dieter, it's $200. Right. And he said, these things will run forever. He goes, if you catch it, which he said I did.
How much does a new dryer cost?
$500.
I mean, I have no clue.
$500, good deal. Black Friday, $400.
So she's like Jeffrey repairing a laptop.
Right. She put half into it. You could buy a brand new one, state of the art. Black Friday.
Jeffrey has like a 12-year-old laptop that he just keeps spending money on.
Right.
Repairing it. He bought the laptop for $200 and I believe he sunk like $1,400 into repairing it.
At least.
Maybe. We'll see. It should be okay. It'll be fine.
John in Houston, Texas. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, John.
Hey, what's up, Rover?
Hey, man.
I'll try to explain real quick about this can opener thing that everybody keeps cutting their hand on.
Yes.
Is if you put she's using the can opener wrong. If you put the can opener, the manual can opener, that circular blade, if you have the blade cut the outside of the top of the can instead of putting the blade on the top of the can, it will cut the top off clean every time. And you can reuse the cap and cap the can after you cut it off.
Mm-hmm. Who does that?
Right, now, I have to think about this.
So he's saying usually you put the can opener on the top. This time you attack from the side, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You lay it flat so that the blade is on the outside of the can.
I see what he's talking about. And then, all right. Did you give that a shot?
I'll try it.
What were you going to say, Dana?
I'll try that. Is it harder that way to do that? You have to almost lay it flat and then kind of crank it. Okay, I'll try that. I've never tried it from the side.
All right, John giving us a life tip save a finger. Thank you, John. Daniel says, I saw an article saying that Mexican pizza might be making a comeback.
Ooh.
They even said something about a double cheesy version, a chorizo version, and a bacon ranch version, and a seven-layer version. Here's the link. I hope it's correct. I don't have the link. I can't
bacon ranch. That sounds good.
Just give me the original Mexican pizza back. It was so good. We used to go, every time after traveling, we used to go to Taco Bell on the way home, from the airport. You pass the only thing up. Sometimes you get back late at night. The only thing still open is Taco Bell. And it was sort of, even if we got back early in the day, it was just like our routine coming back from the, I don't go to Taco Bell at all, ever, really, anymore. But when we come back from the airport, didn't matter if we ate on the plane, didn't matter if we were stuffed, we'd always stop at Taco Bell. It's a tradition. Then they got rid of Mexican pizza, and I go, what's the point? Keith has another. Were we talking about Taco Bell? I don't know why there's all these Taco Bell emails. Maybe it's a different radio show they're listening to, perhaps. That wouldn't surprise me on the iHeart app. You'd probably click the Rover's Morning Glory show and you'll listen to someone else. Keith writes, love the show. Just letting you guys know that Taco Bell brought back a recent item. It's the grilled cheese burrito. If you haven't had it, it's a bit spicy, mostly delicious. It's a must try. I have not had that. Curious George writes again. Another
again?
Email? My God, where are all these coming from? Good morning, Rover. A few weeks ago, I called in and asked you a question about Doogie raising Gia, and you admitted you haven't seen her in months. You used to take her to daddy-daughter dances and would FaceTime each other all the time. Why? Have you two stopped talking to each other?
Conspiracy.
Well,
Rover's late on his monthly payments.
That's
a little funny.
I mean, I live an hour away from Doogie, so I don't really see. I used to, they used to live close to me, so I used to see Gia from time to time because I was closer. And now I live an hour away. That's pretty much it, really. I'm just waiting for Doogie to try to move down by me or something,
That's next. Yeah, if she ever leaves her house.
I'll move in into that house. Or your father-in-law's house. It's so big. He wouldn't even know it's there.
Here's a... Shane says, how long have they had can openers? Most modern can openers unseal a can instead of cutting it open. I don't know. I don't know how those work. Again, I'm not opening any cans. Let's see here. Samantha writes, I'm a few days behind, but I just listened to last Friday's show where you talked about a woman being shamed for allowing her 13-year-old brother in the delivery room while she gave birth. As a woman who wanted to give birth but couldn't get pregnant, I looked forward to being in the delivery room with a birth mother who wanted us to adopt her child.
She was going to, she was following the woman that was pregnant.
Oh, okay.
And then she was
going to
be in the room with her and then take the baby.
But our first daughter was born days before we were matched with her, and we didn't get the chance. When we matched with another birth mom for our prospective second baby, she initially said she didn't want us in the delivery room during the birth. My wife and I, okay, this is a lesbian couple. It's Samantha who wrote this, and then it says my wife and I. So, okay, lesbian couple. My wife and I respected that and said we would keep her company as long as she wanted us to, then leave. The baby came much faster than anyone expected. I ended up holding the birth mom's hand while using my other arm to hold her leg so the doctor could deliver the baby. I know it's not the case with most deliveries, but this one was 3 long pushes and done. The birth mom asked me to cut the umbilical cord since I was going to be the baby's adoptive mother. I asked if she was sure. She said yes. I cut it. In the end, the mom chose to parent the baby, so we didn't get to adopt her. What is going on with this? This is who keeps getting all these kids in this odd way.
Isn't that devastating?
Well, don't you have some sort of an agreement? You get to choose, like, after
sure, the but fact? Ultimately, if the mother wants to keep her baby, you have to be grateful that they'll be together, but still, it's devastating that you don't get the child.
Even though this particular adoption fell through, we did adopt a second baby a few months later and now have a 3-year-old and a 1.5-year-old.
That's awesome.
All right. Let's see here. Derek, who was a guest on the show yesterday, writes, I would like a formal apology from the person who decided to end the interview with me by using fighting words, which caused me emotional distress.
Is this real?
Yeah.
I don't know. While the subject matter is a sensitive topic, it seems that hurling insults to anger interviewees seems to be a problem you've had in the past. It seems you have yet to learn from your past controversies. As I don't typically listen to shows like yours, I want a formal apology in writing.
This is the guy, the convicted sex offender, is the person that says you haven't learned from your mistakes?
Yeah. It's the person who says, I don't like being on the sex offender registry because...
don't bring up my past.
Yeah, don't bring up my past. And it's caused too much of a burden on me being on the sex offender registry. Nary a mention of the 11-year-old girl, or maybe it was a boy. I don't know. I think it was just an 11-year-old. I don't know if it's a girl or a boy. Nary a mention of the 11-year-old that Derek French kissed when he was 23.
He was so angry. I listened back to that.
Did you?
I think 10 F-bombs, an S-bomb. He's going to knock the P out of you. Man, he was pissed.
In this country, see, there are certain things that are allowed in this country. We have decided that you have freedom to express yourself, and you have freedom to voice your opinion. And we do that in society. We have come to the conclusion as a group that we are not going to punish each other's words and ideas like that. We are going to punish behavior like French kissing an 11-year-old when you're 23. Now, when you talk about fighting words, Dieter, I think you'd have to go back and listen, but I don't recall any fighting words from anyone on this show. In fact, I think there were threats from him that he was going to...
Yeah, I felt like he said he was going to knock me out and stuff, but I don't say things like that, so I don't know.
That is where society has decided we're going to draw the line. And when you threaten one another, we don't allow that. When you threaten to kill someone or beat someone up or whatever, we don't allow that. Now, maybe that's a... you know, some sort of violation of your registry list. I don't know. I guess he's probably not on probation any longer, but Charlie, just chalk it up to one more person who wants to kill you.
That's all right. I'm okay with having a pedophile against me.
Colleen writes, so Derek says he shouldn't be labeled and treated as a pedophile because he says, I served my time. It's in my past. So what about the 11-year-old victim that you sexually abused? I don't care what you did. Kiss, touch, whatever. You traumatized this child for the rest of her life. I'm sure she'll never forget it. Why shouldn't you suffer for the rest of yours? You targeted an innocent child. You are an adult. You know better. Your choices have actions, and now you have to deal with what you did. And Jessica writes, I'm disgusted by the man who's offended that he's on the sex registry for sticking his tongue down an 11-year-old's throat. The same thing happened to me when I was 14, and I promise you it's a bigger deal than this scumbag is making it out to be. I'm 43 years old, and I'm still not over it. I can still taste the cigarette on his breath and can't be around any man in their 50s who has a beard or a mustache. Snitzer, you'll never be able to be in the same room with this one.
Damn.
I don't give an F if they are uncomfortable on that registry, because I've been uncomfortable my entire effing life. No sympathy from me. Well said. Selena writes, so if they want to pass the law regarding, this is the changing in Colorado, it's not a sex offender anymore, it's a person who committed a sex crime. You have to be person first. Remember, Dieter, these are people we're talking about.
Human beings.
That's right, yes.
Yeah.
That probably someone should have had that thought before they diddled an 11-year-old, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's a person. It's just a little person. Anyhow, Selena writes, if they want to pass that law, why can't people who have been affected by them say, we've been molested by a pedophile resident named James whatever. He was my grandfather, my blood. I guess we've blacked out the last name.
Yeah.
He molested his children and some grandchildren until my sister and I spoke up. They don't want to be labeled. Well, then don't do the act. Cry me a river, these a-holes. What about the lives they affected by their own decisions? They can't get a job. Well, boo-hoo. Let's have all the pedophiles and murderers get jobs so we can live off of them instead of us supporting these idiots. Grow some balls, America. This is insane.
If a grandfather is doing that to his grandkids, do you think that he did it to his own kids?
Probably.
But yeah. Then how would the mother allow her father? I don't think he did. How does the mother allow the father to be around the kids, knowing that he did that to her? You know what I mean?
Well, maybe he didn't. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Don't victim blame, Doozy. Okay. Jeez. Wow.
How did I victim blame?
Well, why you said, why did his own daughter allow
him to be around
her kids?
Did he do that to his own daughter?
I've got to take a break. 866-YO-ROVER is our number, 866-967-6837. A glorious day here. We'll be right back.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Comedian Christopher Titus back in Cleveland this weekend. He's on the show today around 420. The Alan Cox Show starts live today.
Guests all in one. Bombs drop and there's nothing left but a faint radio signal. The only voice remaining will be
Rover's Morning Glory.
You asked, there was a woman who said something about her grandfather doing something with the kid, whatever. You asked, how could someone do that to their own?
I wondered, did the grandfather do anything to the daughter when she was little? The daughter grows up, has kids. How does she let the grandpa and the kid around one another knowing that that happened to her?
Well,
unless he skipped the daughter and maybe did something to the friends.
People do weird stuff to their own kids. So last night I got into bed And I've been trying to slog my way through this Von Dutch documentary. Oh, my God. Three parts this thing is. Like, there's just no excuse for that. It can be one part. Like, I don't get it. It must be more money for the filmmakers, obviously, or whatever, I suppose. But and Hulu, it's on Hulu. It's the first thing I've watched in Hulu in, like, since that Fyre Festival thing.
Mm.
And so I guess they probably like getting three parts or whatever. I guess maybe they have the metrics on it. I must be like one of only eight people that have gotten to part three. And I couldn't even get through. I started getting tired and I turned it off. I go, okay, gotta turn this off. And I back out of it. And then I get to the home page of Hulu, and then I have to hit back one more time to get to the home screen of Apple TV. But before I do that, I see like this, I saw this picture come up, and then I hit back, and I'm back on the home screen. I go, oh, wait, someone just, and it was late at night, last night, someone just emailed me that I should watch this. So I load it back up. It is the 2020 story on the Turpin family.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch it?
So I go, all right, let me just watch. I'll watch a couple minutes of this. And I have, I guess, with I think I have some whatever package with Disney and Hulu and ESPN Plus, whatever all that crap is. There's no commercials in it, so that was nice. So I start watching it. And it was late when I started. I'm like, I can't get into this. I have to go to bed. I started watching this, and I watched it all the way through until like 1:30 this morning because, man, is that fascinating.
What family is this?
This is the family.
With all the kids.
The one that they chained up their kids in California, and we just saw the girl.
The two daughters did.
Yeah, we saw like a little clip from the interview last week or something Doogie played during the news, and I go, oh my God, are you kidding me? What, like, this girl is beautiful. Anyhow, so the story is so insane. I remember the story when it happened, of course. We talked about it on the air, but you definitely don't know all of the details, and seeing it is actually another thing, you know, like you can read about it. But when you hear about this in her own words, these two sisters that were one is 21 years old now. That's the one who we had the clip from. And her older sister, I think, is like 30 or something, or 27, or I don't know how old. And the 21 year old escaped. She was 17 at the time that she escaped. And this is the family theater where you'd see pictures of them at Disney World or something or wherever. And I think they got married in Las Vegas, the parents, and all the kids are wearing identical outfits.
Yeah.
He's got a weird ass haircut, mop. This guy.
Yeah. And they're all wearing like plaid outfits.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's totally insane.
Was this on 2020?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you watch this?
No.
So insane. And I mean I very rarely, like, I find a lot of the stuff like 2020 Dateline, I mean, some of it's interesting, don't get me wrong, but primarily I think it's targeted at women.
Yeah,
right? Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah, it's a lot of drama. And
so sometimes I go, all right, I don't really have an emotional reaction to most things, but I swear to you, this story last night almost, not quite, almost brought a tear to my eye.
Really? That bad? Would I weep?
I just can't. I don't know. Maybe the fact that it's like 1 o'clock in the morning and I'm watching and it's pitch black, and these two sisters were so. Here's a picture of them at their wedding. They're renewing their vows or whatever. They have 15. They're in a family of 15. Look at this.
It's nuts.
I mean, it's absolutely insane. And they were chaining these kids to the beds. They did not. If you read this or if you watch this story, of course, like the 911 operator is just like, this girl escapes from the house at night. All right. And she She gets out. She somehow got a hold of a cell phone, and she figured out how to dial 911. She gets out. She's never been out other than when they, like, took them to this wedding or whatever. Like, they've never been out on their own, ever. And she calls, and they're like, well, where are you? And she goes, I don't know. And they're like, are you on a street? And she's like, I don't even know what a street is. And they're like, what are you talking about? They just think she's some mental patient, you know? And they go, well, what's the address? And she goes, well, I have a piece of mail that I took from the home. And she goes, my address is 92270218 9. And they're like, no, that's the zip code. You know, with like how it has a zip code and then the dash and another four. They go, no, that's the zip code. There's got to be a street name or something. And this poor girl, I mean, I'm telling you, it was so, this girl is so brave to escape like this.
How old? She was the oldest one?
No. There were even ones older than her. She was 17 when she escaped.
Well, I'm just wondering, when were they all born into this? Like, even the oldest ones? Since they were born, they were just chained up?
Yep.
Or not all of them were chained.
Yeah, well, they would be chained occasionally. You weren't always chained.
But you always lived in this weird environment. Yeah. Even the oldest one, they didn't know anything different.
I think
when they tried to sneak food or eat something, like, they would suck on ketchup packets that would be, they would find
ketchup
in the
and
trash.
Ice cubes.
Yeah. Like, if they, the house was supposed to be loaded with trash, feces, everything.
Oh, piled up. And she says that on the thing. And so the cop comes. And you know, the cop is a little, it's like 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, it's dark.
She left at that time?
And she left in the middle of the night.
Where'd she
4:30.
Go?
4:30. Just out the window, out into the street.
But it was, would she go to a neighbor's house?
No, she didn't go to anyone's house. She had never, ever, she told us, the cop, she goes, I'm really nervous. I've never talked to anyone. Oh. And he goes, what do you mean? I've never talked to a stranger in my entire life.
Wow.
And so she, the cop just thinks, like, you know, if you're a cop, you go, this is an unbelievable story, of course. And she's like, no, I live in a family of 15. My sisters are chained up right now. And she's sort of talking in this weird, I don't know how to describe it, but she's talking in a weird way almost. You ever hear someone who's a little hard of hearing or something, or a little slow or something, like
delayed they just, learning probably because she hasn't had interaction.
And so the cop goes, the cop asks her, are you on any medication? And she goes, I don't mean to laugh, but she goes, what's medication? Aww. She had no clue about anything in the world. And he goes, you know, like medicines. She goes, well, I sometimes if we get sick, we'll take Robitussin. She didn't know how to pronounce Robitussin. And then they go, well, what about a pill? Have you ever, do you take any pills? And she goes, no, I've never taken a pill in my life. Anyhow.
How did she know to use a phone?
Yeah, did she steal the phone from the house? How did
she got the phone somehow.
But how did she know 911?
I don't know how she knew 911, but the phone was deactivated. And it could only dial 911. Like, you know, if you have a cell phone that's turned off, it will still, they made a law like 20 years ago that they still have to allow 911 calls to go through. And so,
was she aware that she was living in a hellhole?
Yeah, she goes, she told him, she goes, I am living, they abuse us, they chain us up.
How did she know that was wrong?
Living in filth.
I'm sure you know that.
And she goes, we don't take baths, we don't wash. Then the 911 dispatcher goes, when was the last time you took a bath? She goes, over a year ago.
Oh, come on.
Can you believe that? Over a year ago. She knew this. Here's another weird aspect of the story. She knew this because She knew that it was wrong because she got this smuggled cell phone somehow, and she could get on the internet on Wi-Fi in the house or something. And she started posting on social media behind her parents' back. And someone on social media was like, "Hey, how come you're always up at like a guy who's like, how come you're always up at 3 o'clock in the morning? And why don't you go to school? And why don't you do this?" And so on and so forth. And the guy started telling her, like, that's, you know, wrong. What you're living through is wrong. You should call the authorities. And that gave her the, that inspired her to leave. And also one other thing. Do not underestimate the power of teenage horniness. She was super, super horny for Justin Bieber.
No way.
True story. The Biebs. She said that she got this smuggled cell phone and she started watching she could watch Justin Bieber videos. And one time I think they caught her and like beat her up or whatever and chained her up for a month or something. But she could watch music videos on YouTube. And she's like, I couldn't believe it. Like, this guy was, he has like a nice house and nice cars and everyone seems happy and, you know. He's giving interviews. He's actually like free. He can go outside. Like, and she fell in love with Justin Bieber, basically. And she,
so the goal is to get out and meet him.
Yeah.
He has to meet her, right?
Well, they've got to have some sort of tie in. Like, this is on 2020. So that's on ABC. So Good Morning America must, they're going to have to trot out Justin Bieber to this girl at some point, because I'm telling you, this girl was so, I mean, just so brave. And she is so, I don't even know how to explain it. Watching this interview, she's like so happy now. And she's still like, she's 21, but she's like a, I don't know mentally how old she is. You know, she's not dumb, but she's obviously was locked up for her entire childhood. She escaped when she was 17. So she, I think, has a lot of catching up to do. And she was just so, I mean, she smiled through the, other than the times that she was crying, of course, because it's an emotional thing, but she just like smiled and had this energy and just like, I mean, it was an inspiration, really.
Did the dad ever beat the mom?
Yeah.
Oh, he did.
So she. Oh, and those kids too. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure the kids, but yeah. She was stuck and trapped.
What was the plan? What happens when the kids turn 30?
Well, I don't think they're ever going to get out of the
house. No, I mean kids. She was 17. I think it went up to like 20 in the late 20s.
Late 20s. Oh, yeah. Already.
But they're like the kids who were in their late 20s. Physically, because they have been eating, they've been living off of ketchup and ice cubes. They're physically, they have the body of like a 10-year-old or something. Like that photo that you put up, I don't know what year, the one of them at the wedding, Snitzer. I don't know what year that was, but, you look at this and you go, oh, okay, here are these boys in the background. And the boys are older than the girls, and you go, okay, so they're, they look very young, but they're just so malnourished that they, I mean, look how skinny all their arms are. They're so malnourished that they didn't grow, basically. Dawn, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dawn.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Dawn. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I'm in my car.
Okay.
I watched his story. I was telling Dom, as a mother, it's horrific what they did to those kids. And I wanted to tell you that girl wasn't enamored with Justin Bieber. She got inspiration from him because of his story, that how he was, you know, struggling with, you know, with depression and anxiety and all that. And those kids, like you said, she didn't even know what injured meant. They asked her, are you injured? She goes, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
These parents deserve to spend the rest of their life. In fact, they did get life in prison.
Yeah. I mean, I cannot believe people did this to their own children.
No. It's horrific. And the only reason she kind of smiled, like when people get really nervous and anxious, you kind of do that stupid little, you know, smile. Like, you even heard them now. She still can't speak properly. She didn't know proper English.
Yeah.
And that's the least of it.
But not stupid. I mean, they're not, the sisters are not dumb. They just were, unfortunately, brought up chained to a bed.
Were they homeschooled then?
Yeah.
They were?
Yeah. By the parents.
Well, they weren't actually schooled. No, they weren't schooled, but the parents lied and said we're homeschooling them, but they never went to school.
Right. No, the social system also, you know, they dropped the ball on them because the school should have checked up on them. The neighbors, are you kidding me? Are you telling me those neighbors didn't know that there were 13 kids in that house?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah,
I noticed everything in my neighborhood. Those neighbors and the school system also, and the social system, they dropped the ball on those kids. For them to even be normal at any point in their life is remarkable.
Well, and not only that, but I mean, if you watch the whole thing, then after they're rescued, then they continue to, like, the state, like, totally dropped the ball. They're not taken care of. They had about $1 million in donations that they can't get.
Seriously?
Yeah. I mean, it's just a total disaster. I don't know.
And if I were Justin Bieber, I would make sure that whatever these kids needed, he has all that money.
I'd put it on the cover of my next album.
Whatever they needed for the rest of their lives.
I don't know. I saw that last night.
He's a billionaire. You can't help this family?
First of all, I don't know if he's a billionaire. But second of all,
yes, he is.
He of course could help that family. But and I don't know. Maybe he will. But
I'll give him a free CD. That's it.
No, I think.
If I watch that and I were Justin Bieber, I would immediately call my agent or whatever
and say,
book the private jet, have it ready in an hour. I'm going to wherever California. I'm going to wherever this poor girl lives. And
I'm
going to go meet her.
No,
they're not all together because some of them are in foster care. The younger, you know, there are ones that are young. They're under 18. There are ones that are up to like 29 years old. And no, Amanda, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Amanda.
Hi. This story absolutely blew my mind. And you could tell when the cops on their video camera, it took 2 minutes and 19 seconds for them to answer that door. Now, you could tell when they answered the door, they were rushing around, taking the chains off the kids, and they obviously didn't get to all of them because they didn't get to the son who was chained out for not a week, for several weeks, the daughter said.
Yeah.
I mean, were they peeing and...
Just on themselves. They're just peeing. I mean, they didn't change clothes. It was just
absolutely insane. And you're talking about, you know, Justin Bieber should donate. But you look at if you watch the end, the kids don't even have access to their own money. The state's holding their money, so they can't even do anything. And that girl that was supposed to foster these kids, they would ask, oh, how do I, you know, get a ride to the store? Can I get a bike? And they're like, oh, Google it.
Yeah, total disaster. Before, after, during. I mean, just
that's sad.
Oh my God! If you watch this thing, I don't get choked up over anything.
I don't think I can watch this.
I'm telling you, this was so emotional watching this that, and kudos to 2020 for even getting a guy involved in this. You know, like
they deserve everything and everything that they get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they get it.
Amanda, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it. I've got to take a break. 866, you're over. 866, what?
How is this? That's not true. There's no way that his net worth is only $285 million.
Yeah, only. Only
billionaire.
Only $285 million.
That's nothing.
No, that's it. Okay.
That's a lot.
All right. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Comedian Christopher Titus back in Cleveland this weekend. He's on the show today around 4:20. The Alan Cox Show starts live today.
Dumb down your smart device with Rover's Morning Glory. Tell it to play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio. Step aside. The big guns have arrived. We're back to Rover's Morning Glory.
The shizzy is coming up. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
I might have found a cure for Jeffrey LaRogue's ED, his poor Peter.
Okay.
I'll tell you what it is. If you have ED, erectile dysfunction.
ED's not saying your mama's gym.
That's fine. Is it inappropriate that I bought my daughter a D's nuts ornament?
No, that's
they
great.
Laugh and laugh and laugh. I bought it for her for Christmas. She's going to laugh so
hard. She's at that age where, like...
so funny.
Remember being at that age, Dieter? It's probably different for boys and girls, but where all that stuff is funny, like, it's just...
Anything about nuts.
Fart yes. jokes, nut jokes, yes. all that stuff.
Yeah.
Derek in Rochester, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning, Rover. How are you?
Hey, man, what's happening?
I was a little curious about, I don't know if when you were watching that documentary, you noticed how much money was sent to them. Did you know anything about what happened to that and why they're not getting it?
Well, I saw that there, I think they said like basically $700,000 was donated by people. You see that story and you don't have a way, it was at least $700,000. You don't have a way to do anything when you see a horrible story like that, and it makes people feel better. Like, I can't go there and like donate a canned good, or I can't put a roof over their head. I can't let them sleep in my house tonight. So what can I do? I'll donate $20 or $50 or whatever. And then,
did you send anything?
Huh?
Did you donate?
Did you send anything?
No, I didn't send anything. I mean, I didn't. When the story came out, I saw it, and it was a shocking story, but.
Did you almost immediately reach for your wallet, or you just waited a second, or the checkbook? What?
No, I did. I almost, when I was watching that last night, I did. I was like, man, I'm almost ready to donate some money right now. But then they go, well, they haven't even got the money because it's all tied up in like, I don't know, the state or the court or something. Like, they can't even get access to the money that's been donated to them. And it made me think. It made me think that the. All right, thank you, Derek. Whatever. He's on speakerphone talking. I don't know what he's saying. It made me think about the story here. There were three girls who were held captive in a home here for, I guess, what, roughly 10 years.
A long time.
Where this guy kidnapped them and held them, raped them, and sort of a similar kind of thing, except it wasn't his own children, you know, like this case was. And anyhow, they escaped. Sort of another unbelievable story. This gives hope to anyone who has a missing loved one that they may be found alive. When you see the Elizabeth Smart case in Utah, when you see the Amanda Berry case in Cleveland. And anyhow, they escape, same kind of deal. They get out. Media sensation, of course. People just, you can't even believe it when you see a story like that, you know. And of course, people again give money because you're limited in what you can do. You don't know what to do. So you donate, someone sets up a fund, whatever, and it goes to, and I have to say, and I don't know a whole lot about it personally, but from what I experienced with that particular case, the way that they, whoever, I don't know who it was, someone there with the state said, listen, we're going to get an attorney and they're going to work for free and we're going to get a law firm to handle everything for these victims, for the three women. And then there was a child born from this guy with one of the women, Amanda. And that lawyer is going to handle everything, literally everything. All of the money, any requests, book deals, anything. And, you know, I don't know for sure, but from what I personally wouldn't. It really seems like that guy did a fantastic job
streamlining.
Of looking.
Yeah.
No. Of looking out for them.
Yeah,
you know, so
right.
many other people that go, they want to glom on sure. and they want to take advantage of the situation or, and you know that guy. I think that attorney. I think had their best interest at heart and only looked out for their best interest. And that's the right way to do it in a situation like that. Now, that being said, I don't know, maybe years later, I haven't followed up. Maybe there's disputes about who gets what money or whatever the case may be. I don't know. I haven't heard anything like that, but I'm just saying, I don't know, because I didn't live through this personally, so I don't know. If everything went as smoothly as I think it did. But that should be a model for people. And obviously these cases are not like super common where something like this happens. But for a case like that, where has to be long-term support and financial stuff, distribution, and you name it, that really is a model. And I don't know if I've ever seen it done so well ever as it was with that particular case. Doogie.
Yo.
Are you ready for the shizzy?
Sure.
Here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Donald Trump's former fixer Michael Cohen officially ended his prison sentence yesterday, but he vowed to continue to keep cooperating with investigations of his former boss. And the only reason why I'm doing this is I've seen him out at dinner. I've seen him all over the place. I didn't really realize
he was actually in, kind of in jail,
yes.
but not in jail, under house arrest or
yes,
something?
Yes. So I thought that was just a little
bizarre. Man, I'll tell you, that was a time to be a criminal. Right at the beginning of COVID, they just opened up the jail doors and they let everyone out.
You're right.
You want to commit a crime? Oh, okay. Don't worry about coming to court. Don't worry about being sentenced. It's like the golden age for criminals. Especially nonviolent criminals. If you're just a money launderer or something like that, you had it made. They weren't sending you to prison. You got to sit at home and watch TV. Those good old days are probably coming to a close as the pandemic winds down. Or maybe it is. I don't know. I keep hearing about it in the news all the time, but go on.
You've probably heard how drinking alcohol can hinder a man's performance in bed, but there is a new global study. It involves over 210,000 men, and they found evidence of the opposite. Drinking can help keep a man firm down below. Experts say a drink raises your nitric oxide levels, which widens blood vessels and improves circulation. That's crucial for a solid performance.
Yeah, but this is a drink. Most people don't go and have sex after a drink. You know,
moderate,
you're at the bar, you drink
drinks.
One drink, and you're like, hey, baby, you want to go home? No.
Moderate drinkers had an 18% lower risk of impotence. So moderate drinking is described as up to 6 beers or 6 glasses of wine a week, or less than one drink
that's
a day.
That's one a day.
Week.
Yeah, so if you had a moderate drinker.
How about a night?
But this has got Jeffrey's name all over it.
No.
Because
he
has
a drink.
If Jeffrey had one glass of wine, it would work.
He does. He goes to the bar. He has one beer for 4 hours.
Yeah.
It still doesn't work.
Yeah.
Just saying. Try it. All right. A British woman says that her attempts to get TikTok famous have been denied because of her boobs. What's wrong with their boobs? Take a look at RMG TV. Her boobs are too big.
Too big for
Whoa.
TikTok.
Too big for TikTok. Jeez, wow, they're huge.
Massive. Look at these things.
Oh, you said TikTok. I'm sorry.
Shirley Flynn has had 7 different accounts wiped off of TikTok in the past 16 months. And she blames it on discrimination against her breasts.
Those are bigger than her head.
Oh, my God.
She checks in at an impressive 38J.
Wow.
J?
J. I didn't even know there was a J.
Yeah,
there's
I didn't
a
know that
J.
Either.
So she is just trying to get on TikTok, but they keep kicking her off because she says it's her boobs. They're too big. So I have a list of things that I have to do after the show today. I still have not grocery shopped
for
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Right? And I always like to count on going last day, you know, running to even Thanksgiving morning, running to grocery stores or going to run errands. A lot of people on Thanksgiving night will go to Target. Target says, nuh-uh, no matter what, we will never, ever open on Thanksgiving again. We used to remember in the day where they would open for Black Friday, and they would have people come in, and they would start Black Friday on Thursday. They said, nope. They said that Target closed stores last year on Thanksgiving because of the pandemic, and they had previously announced that they will close Thanksgiving as well. They said, we're not going to. You need to be with your family.
Yeah. Thursday night, go for the Black Friday deals.
Yeah.
You go like at midnight, you go to Walmart or whatever and try to get the best deal.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He said, we're done. We're not going to do it. And speaking of the holidays, I don't
know. By the way, you know, maybe this is a very
cynical.
I'm a cynic.
Yeah.
I look at that and I go, they had some issue with being open on Thanksgiving, that they weren't making enough money and it was high, you know, high cost for them or whatever the case might be. That seems to be.
Rover, over the weekend?
That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, it's
they,
money.
They had a reason. No. They didn't just decide, you know, we love our whatever catchphrase that companies have these days for their employees. We love our team members. We love our associates. We love our, what else do they call people? I saw a new one that these companies are calling their employees recently. I don't remember what word it was. It wasn't even partners. It was some other. And I go, Mike, you got to be kidding me with what? You're still an employee. I don't care what they call you. And they must have some. I don't think it's just because they love them so much that they're going to give them the day off. There's something in it for the business.
Over the weekend, I went to locally. We have something called the Christmas Connection IX Center. It was back on after being closed last year. People are ready to shop. It was complete chaos. The amount of people that were there. It was.
What is it? What's the Christmas
Connection? It's just a huge convention center of people shopping for Christmas items.
Wow.
Food and all kinds of amazing things.
Man, that sounds miserable.
It makes me really happy.
Oh,
and I love it so much.
I mean,
but I'm just saying that.
Tell me about, like, did you see any men there? Any males?
Oh, yeah. No. I can't tell you how many men listeners were there.
Were they smiling? Douche.
They were drinking.
No, they were.
They were drinking Christmas ale. That's how they go.
They were dragged to that thing. No guy is going to willingly go to the Christmas Connection.
That's our audience. Anyway,
I've been.
They are ready to spend money.
As I said, no men.
Exactly.
I know. I was forced to go.
It's awesome. Anyway, during the holidays, people tend to drink eggnog. I don't know if I've ever had eggnog.
It's good.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's very thick.
Do you taste the
eggy?
Used to
drink it with eggnog. No.
Rum.
Yeah, used to drink it with rum.
Okay.
Yeah, eggnog's great.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want you to forget about eggnog, because now there's ranch nog. Hidden Valley Ranch, they've teamed up with Whiskey and Rosemary on a limited edition holiday ranch nog kit.
Oh.
It includes glasses, measuring shot glass, and two Hidden Valley Original Ranch salad dressing and seasoning mix packets. Is that disgusting or what?
Yeah, I don't know if you can drink ranch.
Well, is it for drinking or is it for, like, dipping stuff in there?
No, that's like drinking. It's in a glass, Robert.
Yeah.
Oh,
from everything that I read, it's almost as if it's a drink nog of ranch.
I don't know.
Is there ice cubes in that?
Yeah.
Cinnamon? Oh, this is disgusting.
That is disgusting.
I think it's pretty cool.
Oh.
Sports. I got a lot of sports to get to. I apologize if I'm going to run long, Rover. Monday Night Football. We have the Giants losing to the Buccaneers. Buccaneers 30, Giants 10 for Monday Night Football. LeBron James has been suspended one game and Isaiah Stewart two games for instigating that bench-clearing brawl in the Lakers that we had talked about yesterday for the Lakers-Pistons game over the weekend.
Should it be reversed? LeBron should have two games. The guy that got hit should have one game. How's the guy that got hit in the face get suspended
because
more time?
Because he was going berserk.
Well, you try to take an elbow to the eyelid.
I know, both of them were wrong. I'm actually surprised that it's only one in two games. And they both will, so they're going to sit out.
It's the first time LeBron James has ever been suspended
in
19 years in the NBA.
They say that LeBron is going to sit out the Lakers game tonight against the Knicks, and that's going to cost him $284,000 in salary. Not that he needs it. WWE Monday Night Raw at Barclays Center. There was a WWE fan there that attempted to get into the action by attacking one of the wrestlers.
Oh, I love these. Is there video?
A fan jumped the guardrail near the back of the ramp and tackled WWE star Seth Rollins as he walked back from his match.
Because they have a rule of thumb, these wrestlers. If they get attacked by a fan, they actually are allowed to kick their ass. Like, they truly fight them and they do whatever to defend themselves. It's not like...
Well, isn't that... You say that's a rule of thumb with wrestlers. Isn't that with anyone? I mean, if you're walking out to a Rover's Morning Glory event and someone attacks you, don't you get to kick their ass?
I have the same rule of thumb. I'm saying yes. But, like, you see, like, people run the field during football games. They kind of just let the streaker go. You know? They don't. The football players really don't hit them, but these wrestlers, they go off.
I think I might have a video here. Give me a...
There's Seth Rollins.
He's walking back.
Camera's following him. Oh, the fans from the side.
Oh my God, that's great.
That was good.
Oh, that is great. He took him down.
Now the ref's trying to attack him.
Oh, my God. Where's security?
This is so good.
How is there security?
And listen.
Wow.
Don't blindside me, mother effer. I'll kick your ass. He actually didn't kick his ass, so I think Seth Rollins kind of got his ass kicked.
Yes, he did. That fan kicked Seth Rollins' ass. There's no doubt about that.
That's so
like
embarrassing.
A takedown.
And then watch at the end.
He just wrestles for a half hour. He's exhausted.
But watch. Look.
Is this him?
That's the guy that did it.
That's the guy. They just lead him up the steps like that?
But look at him.
Not even back, like backstage. They lead him up through the crowd.
But look
like
at
a
him. Look
lap.
At the guy that took him down.
He's small.
He's Jeffrey size, but way fatter.
Portly.
Yeah.
He just kind of looks like a wrestling fan, doesn't he?
Is somebody from Jeffrey's garage. This guy escaped.
This guy hasn't realized that wrestling isn't entirely
it's
real.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Wait, I want to see that again. Like, this is great. I mean, I don't know where this guy, he must have come around the barricade, but he comes around a corner and just...
Full sprint.
It's not exactly what I was expecting here when I watched the video. This is great.
So embarrassing for Rollins.
Oh! Took him down! I love it! Oh,
God,
man,
terrible.
Is that good. Oh, I love this kid.
He's pulling his hair.
Oh, and Seth Rollins is trying to kick him and everything, but he can't. And he's like,
I talk tough with everybody else.
Yeah, yeah. He goes into wrestling mode once he's secure and safe.
Oh, that's so good. And then there's just like some other.
Yeah, who's that?
There's some other wrestler like wearing his wrestler diaper back here. he's getting ready to come out, and it's like, like, how weird is the whole? Oh wow! All right, I love it. That's great.
And then finally, do you guys remember the story that I had done about Bobby Flay doing contract negotiations, and he wanted to be one of the top guys, if not the top guy, and Guy Fieri is the top guy. Mm-hmm. Well, Bobby's like, that's fine. Him and Food Network, he said, I'm out. I'm leaving. I walk.
Well, no,
so they stopped negotiations.
I think Food Network said, we're not paying him. I think he wanted $100 million or something. And Food Network says, nah, too rich for us.
Yeah,
We've cut off talks. You're out of here.
Well, fast forward. Just a couple of weeks later, and sure enough, Bobby Flay has agreed to stay with the Food Network for at least another 3 years. Because he walked. He's like, I'm out. And the celebrity chef was going to go off on his own. Mm-hmm. And the company said, no, we need to keep you here. And they did. They absolutely, because they knew they needed to have Bobby Flay with them. So I thought that was pretty interesting. I was actually sad that he wasn't with Food Network anymore because I watch him all the time on there.
Oh, I wouldn't be able to pick Bobby Flay out of a lineup. I've never seen...
Sure you would.
That's fascinating to me that people like watching the Food Network.
Oh, I love
like,
it.
I love to eat, but the last thing I want to do is watch the Food Network.
The holidays. I like the Halloween baking championships, the cookie challenges and stuff like that. Beat Bobby Flay is fantastic. I love all that. So there you go. That's the Shizzy and Rover's Morning Glory.
OMG. It's the new RMG hoodie, and you can rock it everywhere.
Hoodie, rock it everywhere.
The brand new RMG.
RMG hoodie.
The new RMG hoodie is available now.
Get it right now on the website.
Get your RMG hoodie while you can at roverradio.com.
Well, I just played that promo, but I just looked because I knew that everything was close to being 100% sold out, and it is. So,
oh no!
Disregard the last 30 seconds that you heard there with that Rover's Morning Glory merch promo. Everything is completely sold out. Maybe we'll try and get some more stuff at some point in the future. I know our poor manufacturers are working overtime in the Rover's Morning Glory sweatshop that we operate. I think they're going nuts because it's just such a, you know, it's time constricted. You have to get it done. We've got to ship it out, and it's a lot of pieces, and they have to get it made and bagged and ready and all of that, and it's a lot of work. So to the little Rover's Morning Glory elves working hard to manufacture that stuff, I appreciate it. I do have to take a break because it's that time. So let me come back. 866-YO-ROVER is our number. We have a lot to talk about this morning. I don't even know what. I have about 50 different things that I'm sure we won't get to, but I'll try and cram as much in as I possibly can. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Comedian Christopher Titus back in Cleveland this weekend. He's on the show today around 4:20. The Alan Cox Show starts live today.
Podcasts all in one. You can ask your smart device to play Rover's Morning Glory on iHeartRadio. This is MMS. Has changed over the past year. One thing that hasn't? Rover's Morning Glory still f-ing rules. We're back to Rover's Morning Glory.
There's a it's a weird story that I was reading about a woman who stole about $1 million from her employer. She is, I think, in Australia, and she, you know, you hear people embezzling money from their company and that kind of stuff, and she did this over a few years. So it wasn't like $1 million per year. It was probably over 5 or 10 years or whatever the case may be, but she stole $940,000. And then eventually they laid her off, and someone got in there and started, she was in charge of the books, and someone started looking at it and going, oh, you know, this is weird. And they discovered that she had taken out this $1 million in 475 different transactions. Jeez. Over a period of 3 years.
That's ballsy.
So, you think, okay, what are you going to do with that money, dude? Are you steal $1 million from your company? What do you do with it? You buy some cars, a house, or do you sock it away thinking, eh, they're probably going to catch me. I need to have my go bag ready with my fake ID and my cash and all that. What do?
Yeah, but they catch me, then they just take the money right back. I'm spending it. I want to blow through it all, get it off the books, off my records.
Lamborghini. Doesn't that draw attention to yourself, though?
Yeah. But which one's, if it's sitting in my bank account, I can just go and look it up and see that I have it in my bank account. So
I think you put it in cash. Like somewhere you hide that in cash. They can't get access to it.
Bury it somewhere.
I don't have it. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but then they say they do arrest you and take you to prison for 30 years, Rover. What are you going to do? Wait for 30 years and the whole time you're in prison, you'd be like, geez, I hope somebody doesn't dig that up. I think you go, you get a Lamborghini, you put it in your mother's name.
No.
So it's not connected to you, somebody that has a different name.
Doesn't that look a little suspicious? Your mother has been living off of Social Security for the past 20 years, but she drives a Lamborghini. So that's going to raise red flags, isn't it?
Yeah, but there's no name connection. She uses her maiden name.
Oh, okay. Is that how you, that's do how you the, throw them off your,
yeah,
your
yeah.
scent? Uh-huh.
Do the Shawshank Redemption. Bury it out by the tree. Bury it someplace where nobody will find it.
Yeah. That was a couple hundred dollars from across the border.
Just saying.
Have you seen the movie?
I have. Just saying. Bury it and sit on it.
It's only a couple hundred dollars, Dieter?
Yeah, more than that.
I've memorized this movie. He opens up the envelope. It was his 50s to cross the border, Onanamateo, to get to the place on the ocean where they could build the boats and live.
Oh. But yeah,
it was a letter going, here's some money if you want to go a little bit farther.
But then
in life.
did he have a bunch of other money stashed?
Yeah, he had money.
Okay.
And he defrayed, but what he left for that guy was just a little bit. Just a piece.
That was more than
you gotta get the movie
bucks.
Right, please.
He just has to get
right.
across the border and really then he's gonna be living, they're gonna be rolling in the dough across the border.
Right, wanna make a charter fishing company, take tourists out, little hotel on the ocean. The ocean has no memory.
It's been a long time since I saw that.
The ocean has no memory?
Yeah.
Where'd you get that from?
From the movie! We're talking about this in Shawshank. He says, the ocean has no memory. So
who, Andy?
There. Yes. We're talking about the same movie here.
So.
Anyway.
This woman
well,
steals.
They never said exactly how much money it was.
Thank you.
Well, you Thank said you. It was a specific amount. You said it was...
You can see when he fans through it, it's 50s. And it's probably, I don't know, a stack of 20. It wasn't, he didn't put all.
But it was also like in the 60s.
Okay, but he really stole like $400,000. It wasn't $400,000 he left by that lava rock, well, by the tree.
If it was 20 50s, that'd be $1,000.
Okay.
Not a couple hundred dollars.
It's not 300, 400,000. As Doogie said.
So, this woman stole $940,000. We'll just round it up to $1 million over a 3-year period from her company. She was an account manager at a veterinary hospital. So, what do you think she does with that? Well, she was confronted by the authorities, and they say, we think you've stolen this money. And she immediately says, you're right, I'm guilty, I did it. Oh. Just without even question, no hesitation.
Deny, deny, deny.
And they go, okay, what'd you do with the money? And she goes, well, I've been playing a gambling app on my phone called... what is it? Heart of Vegas. And they go, so you've been gambling with this money? And she goes, yep, that's right. In fact, I gamble nonstop. And when I go to sleep, I set the app to just go on auto and continue gambling for me while I sleep.
What fun is that?
Well,
to win?
They go, okay, so what app are you using? And she goes, Heart of Vegas. And they go, okay, so they of course look that up. They figure out what her account balance is in there. And indeed, she did spend $940,000 on Heart of Vegas. It is a gambling app. However, you cannot win real money in this gambling app, Heart of Vegas. It's just for entertainment purposes only.
It's play money?
So she spent $940,000 buying various tokens and boosters or...
What is this, Candy
skins?
Crush?
Skins, who knows? I don't know what the hell. She threw $940,000 down the drain on a fake gambling app.
She had no idea, so the cops revealed it to her?
No, she knew! She knew that this wasn't real money. She was addicted to playing a phony gambling game. That's right.
Rover, she had to think the money was real coming back to her.
No.
Why'd she spend that much money on it?
No way.
No, she
why embezzle it?
She was...
People get addicted to these little games.
But play she was Candy addicted. Crush.
It's the same thing.
You don't have to pay money for anything.
Oh, yes, you do. For coins and stuff in Candy Crush, it's free. It can be free.
It is
But when
free
you're out of
me.
Lives, No, you run out of lights for the day.
And then you
got to wait an hour to play again, right?
And they said, why are you playing this game? You're not going to win. In fact, in the game clearly says, hey, by the way, you're going to have to pay for stuff, but you can never redeem this for real money. They go, why did you spend $940,000 on a gambling app? It's not like you went to the horse track and you were betting and, oh, oops, you lost the money. Better luck next time. She said, well, I was in my own little world when I was playing the game. That's how much she loved playing the game, even though she knew she was never going to win any money. $940,000 down the drain, Dieter.
Oh, it makes me so mad. There's no rush. You're not playing for anything. You're not playing for real money.
She says that I got myself into so much trouble stealing the money that I decided I was just going to keep stealing until I got caught.
So she didn't care.
She didn't care. She didn't care. She says that her lawyer says, well, she has a lengthy history of gambling. She's addicted to gambling. I get people who are addicted to gambling. Yeah, there's a rush when you gamble, right?
Of course.
You sit down at a blackjack table, play craps, whatever you want, you know, roulette, whatever you're going to do. There's an adrenaline rush. There's, your reward center in your brain is being stimulated when with all the bells and the lights and the ding, 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 all that
they
stuff.
They get you. It's very addicting.
Yeah. But when you're not playing for real money?
What's the point?
How do you get addicted to that? How could you possibly be addicted to that? And her attorney goes, it's just like people being addicted to, you know, whatever these games are that you see, Candy Crush, things like that. You know, I don't know if people still play that game, but whatever weird games they have on your phone, people do become addicted to those games. Think of all the time people have wasted playing those stupid games. It's just exactly the same thing.
We had a guy call in and said, remember he like went bankrupt playing one of those like Conqueror games or whatever, where you like build little armies or something like that.
Wasn't he spending like $10,000 a month on... Yeah, it was some sort of war of Clash of the Titans or war of the this or that or something like that. Yep. I would see it advertised during football games. This stupid app, this stupid game on your phone, and I always wondered, who's playing that? This guy was spending $10,000 a month on it. Yeah. I go, how are you affording that? He goes, I'm not. I'm maxing out my credit cards to play it more. I go, what the hell's wrong with you? He's like, I can't stop.
Was there another guy playing a golf game? He kept like upgrading his golf clubs or the clubhouse.
Yes. Oh, yes, you're right. We talked to another guy. Yeah, I go, what are you doing with that? He goes, I just like you get a special club and
who cares?
You can buy a special club and then I can hit it like
farther.
Yeah,
my golf cart is
corners or something.
My golf cart is faster.
Yeah,
who cares?
I have spinners on my golf cart. Like, yeah. How much did that cost you? $200 in real money?
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell's wrong with people?
I told you, Gardenscapes almost sucked me in.
You almost became addicted to it?
I was spending a lot of time for like a week. I think we were off for a week or something, and I was just playing Gardenscapes.
And what is Gardenscapes? What's the point of Gardenscapes?
You got to make your garden look nice. You're a butler.
Uh-huh.
And you've been left in charge of a garden.
Uh-huh.
And
what happened to the gardener?
I don't remember.
I mean, if you're rich enough to have a butler, wouldn't you also have a gardener?
Maybe he inherited this little land. Anyways, it's a garden, but it's all screwed up. So to fix the fountain, you have to beat a bunch of like Candy Crush sort of puzzles.
Uh-huh.
But to fix the fountain, you got to call a plumber. You got to call a masonry guy. I don't know how, it's just a little bit more. You just want to play one more thing. Oh, okay, then I can fix my fountain. Then I can get the bushes sculpted. And then I can get this. And then as soon as you do it all, your garden looks sweet. It opens up another garden, and you find out that the garden's even bigger than before. And it's just the way they just trickle this at you. It can really suck you in.
Now, when did you realize I have a... What was this game called?
Gardenscapes.
When did you realize I have a Gardenscapes problem?
Within like 2 days. Yeah, I was like, this sucks. What am I doing? Like, what do I care about 2 or 3 days?
But you couldn't stop.
I was like, I'll just play it. I was like, oh, I got nothing to do. I'll play for a half hour. Next thing you know, 2 hours went by, and I'm sitting there.
So if he says 2 hours, that means it was probably five, right?
You know? A whole day, for sure.
So how do you stop playing Gardenscapes?
You delete it.
You had to delete the app.
You just say, I can't.
Did you did it cause you pain to delete the app?
No, you just go, what am I doing? Who cares about this garden? Like, I have that moment where you go, this is a waste of time. What do I care about this digital garden I'm tending to? And I don't think this lady ever had that moment. Well, she didn't because it wasn't her money on top of it.
Hmm. Now, have you ever thought after you deleted the app, like,
should I get it again?
What's my garden doing?
No, I can't. I won't
think about that. You have work to do in that garden, Charlie. A lot.
But see, I looked on YouTube to see like how far this gardenscape is.
Ruined it,
and it is
infinite.
Yeah, like I had, you know, a tenth of an acre.
Uh-huh.
There's 1,000 acres of garden that just keeps opening.
Warren, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Warren.
Hi, Rover. Hi. Long-time listener, been a fan since Lunchbox days. Loyal listener, been listening to your podcast for a long time, ever since you uploaded, never missed one. That being said...
You've never missed one, even though, hold on, people have been complaining as of recently, Charlie, have you gotten these complaints that the podcasts take forever to appear in the iHeart app? Is that...
Oh, yeah.
That's something you're aware of.
I'm very aware of it.
Is it still going on?
I don't think as much.
Okay.
I think it's kind of fixed.
They're always dicking around with something.
They changed the entire system for some reason.
Were other people's podcasts not appearing?
So I didn't look into that. I really only listen to your guys's, and I'm a few days behind, so you know,
all right,
I don't have to wait for anything. Right. But sometimes I catch up, and then you guys are on holiday or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, I'm calling because I need your help, and I'm so glad, I'm very thankful that you're able to take my call right now, and it's very off topic to what you guys are talking about. My sister, back in 1999, her name is Penny Chang. She was murdered in Shaker Heights, Ohio, and it was a big story in the Plain Dealer, and I think it made some national headlines. I emailed you guys about it. Just to get the long story short, her murderer, Scott Struthers, is an extremely cold-blooded, calculated, manipulative, patient, vengeful man. And he is up for parole in January 2022. And I have a...
So about a month and a half.
Yes, and I have a parole board member meeting on December 3rd with a member from the board who is going to be giving him a decision whether or not to release. So I have a change.org petition. It's change.org/Penny Chang to find it. And there I have, I compiled a massive amount of quotes from a bunch of experts, lawyers, judges, medical experts, psychiatrists, doctors, their testimony from these quick cases. It's all public record. I have links available. They're all readily available. I found, quotes from his journal. He had a Pen America Diary of Anne Frank journal that he wrote in 2008 with an excerpt that I thought was very relevant that shows how he shows no remorse about his actions, and all he cares is about manipulating the system
now,
and getting what he wants.
I did get Warren's email yesterday. I didn't reply to Warren, but I did read his email.
I saw it too.
And in fact, I did you take it a step further, Dieter? Because I'm a curious kind of guy. I Googled Penny Chang. This was about 3 or 4 years before I moved here. So when his sister was murdered. So all right, so is this your old? This was your older sister, younger sister, Warren?
This is my older sister by 2 years.
Okay.
So she was 15
only
at the time.
15, right?
12.
Right?
Yeah.
So she's 15 years old. She's murdered by this guy, and he was, what, in his early 20s?
He was 21-year-old loser trying to date a 14, 15-year-old girl.
Yes. And so this guy... it's kind of like a family friend, you know, acquaintance or whatever.
He was absolutely a friend. No, he was an absolute friend. Yeah, he was a family friend growing up, unfortunately.
And he tries to date this 15-year-old girl. And they, I guess maybe they date or they go out a couple of times, you know, over the course of 3 or 4 weeks. And then she's like, yeah, okay, I've had enough of this. And she breaks it off with this guy, and this loser can't stand that, and he just starts stewing about it for months.
He says for months he's threatened to kill her.
Yeah,
what the headline says.
Hey, I haven't finished reading the article yet, but I found an article from when this happened, roughly. Maybe a year
1999.
So I found an article that was, I think, put out in like 2000.
Mike Tobin and Cleveland Scene.
That's
magazine.
Right. I started to read that article, and you know, I don't know who Mike Tobin is. I don't think, but I'm always amazed that sometimes the journalism in these weekly Scene magazine. You know, you go, these people probably can't write. I'm always amazed that sometimes they actually have really insightful and good reporting. But regardless, it's beside the point. This guy starts, he becomes obsessed with your sister, and he starts calling. He's in his 20s. He starts calling there like 100 times a day. He's calling my house.
Geez. does your family call the police?
Yes, absolutely. He was calling us late at night. He furthered Rover. He tried to light our garage on fire. He tried to pour fiberglass resin in our gas, in our car. And I guess it wouldn't start, so it didn't, like, blow up or anything. He would fire slingshots of metal balls at our windows and break all our windows at night. And it would just be, I just remember nonstop calls at night. And I would pick up, and it would be nobody.
Did you guys ever think, now that you, ends up.
My father and my mother were very fresh off the boat, fobbish. They trusted, you know, the police and what the clinic had to kind of say, because Struthers, like I said, he's a very manipulative man. If you go through the change.org/Penny Chang petition, you can see all the quotes I said about how he, and the whole story, kind of, you can read about it. But basically, he knew that it would look good if he checked into the clinic, and then he said all these things. He tricked all these psychiatrists. He tricked this judge. The judge quoted, said, you know, I really look for, it was Judge Montgomery from Shaker Heights. She said, I really look for, you know, a clear indication of what evil in a man is. And I look at his eyes. I really look at their eyes. And, you know, this man had the cleanest eyes and the clearest face. He's absolutely manipulative. He's incredibly smart. He scored perfect on his ACTs. Perfect.
Now, Warren, so
incredibly vengeful, too.
I haven't finished reading this article, so I know he becomes obsessed with your 15-year-old sister back in 1999, and then the article starts out with him, you know, I haven't gotten to the part where he murders your sister, but it sounds like she was, it's just like at an intersection. What happened exactly? Was she in a car, or what did he do?
She walked to school. She was walking to her high school with a couple friends, like she normally does. He staked her out. He stalked her for weeks. Who knows how long he stalked her. But he waited underneath this, RTA bus train stop station, and he kind of hid there. He walked up behind her, said, "Hey, Penny." She turned around. He shot her in the face. She went down. He shot her a few more times. He would run around. There was cops right at the corner, not even 50 feet away. They came out. He went down on the floor, put the gun in his pocket, put his hands up. He had earplugs in, too. So he definitely planned this all out.
Uh-huh.
The cops, you know, he said, "I have a gun in my pocket," puts his hands up in there, puts his hands up that, you know. At first he said he was going to kill, in his journals, he said he was going to murder her and then murder himself, but then he chickened out because he's a little bitch.
But, yeah, that's how a lot of these guys are, like these guys, they like kill their wife and kids, and then they're like, "I'm going to take my own life," but yeah, then they somehow end up getting arrested because they
Yeah, think, what a pussy, what yeah. a... What a pussy. But this guy also
But
said,
he's up for parole
he also
now?
Wants a double, he, yes.
Yeah, how can that be?
So he has 23 to life. 23 to life.
Why? I mean, I don't know how the legal system works, but it seems to me, you know, I get it if you're in a bar fight and some guy talks smack and then you talk smack and someone gets pushed and then someone gets hit and then someone grabs a bottle, you know. To me, that's an escalating thing. And then someone grabs a pool cue and hits someone over the head and it kills them or whatever. Like, I'm not saying that that's right, and I'm not saying you shouldn't face punishment. You absolutely should. But I think if I'm a judge or a jury or whoever, I look at that and I say, okay, that was Warren out at a bar and he's drinking and things go bad and he makes a mistake and the other guy was kind of involved because he was sort of egging him on and they got into a fight and it went too far and so on and so forth, you know. I don't think you need to necessarily spend the rest of your life in jail for something like that. But if you go up, if you're 21 years old and you have been stalking a 15-year-old girl and you walk up behind her as she's walking on her way to high school, and you go up behind her, and I guess this must be from eyewitness accounts that were there, and you walk up behind her and you say, "Hey, Penny," she turns around, and you blast her in the face with a gun. Jeez. And then you shoot her a few more times, and then you go, "Okay, come get me." I don't
because
know
he
how
said
that
he wanted to make sure the job was done. That's why he shot her a couple more times.
How does that not equate to life in prison?
Right.
For whether you believe in the death penalty or not, that's a different matter. How does that not?
Ohio doesn't have that law.
You can't get life in prison for shooting an innocent 15-year-old girl in cold blood. Not an accident, but really, that's mind boggling.
Yeah, I completely agree, Rover, and that's why I'm trying to call you. I started this change.org/Penny Chang petition to get as many signatures as possible to try and sway the parole board's opinion, because I know things like this, they usually don't lead anywhere, but I'm trying to make this change happen. And there's further information on there, and there's instructions if you want to send a personal email. There's an email address on the change.org/Penny Chang website with instructions to put Scott Struthers along with his inmate number, and I don't know off the top of my head, but it's on the website. You can look it up on every page.
So your parents are from China. They were from China. They come over
here.
Yeah,
my father came here. He got his PhD at Carnegie Mellon, got his first professorship at 50 years old, and that's when he had me. So he was very old.
So he's living essentially the American dream, though, at the time, though. He comes over.
Absolutely, 100%. Yes.
Working hard.
He had $50 in his pocket, Manhattan. He told me he had $50 to $100 in Manhattan. He was being a janitor, barely spoke that much English, and he did live the American dream.
And so he's living the American dream, and then his 15-year-old daughter is murdered in America. Do you remember, what happened? How did you find out about this?
I was in class, and it was in seventh grade. I remember I was in home ec or something, watching something on television, and the principal, along with my teacher, called me out. They said, "Something happened to your sister," and I remember thinking it was something very silly, like, "Oh, did she break her leg or something?" But obviously, looking back, why would they pull me out of class, tell me that? But they told me that, and then they took me to the hospital. They didn't tell me what happened to her. They said something happened to her, and they took me to the hospital. And then my parents were there. I just remember my parents, totally tearing down, crying. I'm wild. I've never seen anything, never seen them act like that before. And they brought me to the hospital room, I suppose, where she was on, and I remember, honestly, I don't know why they showed me this. They probably shouldn't have, but nobody was probably thinking. But I remember seeing her laying on the bed, her eyes partially open, bullet wound in her head, just blood dripping, a pool of blood dripping down the floor, just drip, drip, drip. And, that's something that I'll absolutely never forget.
So this guy, all right, so change.org/Penny Chang.
Penny Chang, yes.
And
E-N-N-Y.
Now, I always kind of get, I don't know if these change.org things do any good. I here's what I would say. Go to the website, like you just said. You can sign the petition. They can't do any harm.
Right.
But it sounds like you have some other information up there that, emails
and
contacts.
Email address to the Victim Services of Ohio, yes. And then there's instructions to put Scott Struthers and his inmate number on top of every item that's sent.
Yeah, I think
you
that's probably
them, or you can,
the
you
best
can
way to do it.
Snail mail them. Yes, he's at the Madison Correctional Institute in Cincinnati, near Cincinnati. Right.
Yeah,
now.
This guy should never. So this guy should never get out of jail. He should absolutely never, ever, ever get out of jail. From the little that I read about this yesterday, after you sent this to me, Warren, it sounds like an irredeemable person. There was something he wrote in this journal that he had, and before he killed this girl, he's like, "I can't wait to see this bitch, I'm going to blow your brains out and can't wait to see the look on your face. I'm paraphrasing or whatever, but...
No, that's true, and I'll paraphrase some more. Rip your lips off your face, put them in a blender, you know, smash your skull in with a hammer. This guy is irredeemable. Like you said, Rover, I can totally see if it was a bar fight escalating, some guy gets hit over to a queue, you know, like in Con Air, where Nicolas Cage accidentally kills a guy but defending his family.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I can understand that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But this guy is,
I love that he's able, in this story, a story of tragedy, he's able to pull out a Con Air reference. Now, that takes some real skill, Dieter. You love movies. Sounds like Warren loves movies. He's that's quite the talent there. All right, Warren. Well, listen, good luck to you. I encourage anyone to go there. I'm going to finish reading that article. I didn't email you back because I was actually still reading. I have the I have the article in my phone, like still pulled up in the browser, because I hadn't finished reading it yet. But I wish you luck.
You know, I was waiting whether or not you were going to bring it up or not, but I wanted to call in and then try and spread the word as fast as I can. Thank you so much again, Rover, for spreading it. You know, if you want to read some more, talk about it some more, spread the word as much as you can. I appreciate it. Again, that's change.org/Penny Chang.
I just signed it for you.
Thank you. Good job, Dieter.
Thanks, guys.
Warren, thank you. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
So sorry.
I mean, that is just...
So he can be out after 20 years. That's it?
That's nuts. Now, they probably won't let him out. If they let him out, that would be ridiculous. But obviously, this guy, this brother, is doing everything he can to make sure that they don't let him out. And I can't believe that that's even a possibility that they would let someone out. I mean, to me, that's... There is nothing that you could... It's not... I even think, you know, in a situation, you come home, you see your wife cheating on you, and you shoot the guy that she's with or her or whatever. I'm not saying that that's right. If you said, okay, 25 years in prison, and then you have the possibility for parole, it's still tough if you're a surviving family member. I get that. But I think as a society, you say, maybe... You know, that person is not a threat. That person learned their lesson. That person has worked to rehabilitate themselves or whatever. But when you do something like this, from what I've read and from what he just said, this poor 15-year-old girl just walking to school and you blow her. Ugh. And then he has to see it, he said, in the hospital. Her face blown off. I mean, I've got to take a break. 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. We'll be right back.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Comedian Christopher Titus back in Cleveland this weekend. He's on the show today around 4:20. The Alan Cox Show starts live today at...
An iHeart radio station.
This Morning Glory. Listed in the dictionary under the best radio show ever. Also under Agugula, Kazumel, Vietnamese,
Conilingus.
We're back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Lisa, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Rover. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. What's happening?
Hey, Dieter.
Yo!
Hey, I have never called before, or have I ever thought about calling. I listen every morning, but I am so disturbed at this story and Warren and this poor girl who I just can't even imagine our society that we live in allowing some scumbag like that to actually get paroled. It's sickening.
Yeah.
I had to call.
Yeah, the guy should never be let out. I mean, it's just...
Absolutely
and he
not.
Probably, you know, I think he probably won't be, I hope. I mean, I don't know, though. You never know. I've seen these
you
weird...
don't know.
Yeah, look at what just happened in Waukesha, where this guy... And by the way, Lisa, thank you. I appreciate it. And I'm gonna sign. I never signed. I don't know if I've ever signed a change.org petition in my life, but I'll sign one today. Thank you, Lisa.
I definitely am, because it was touching and it's just garbage.
And if you need to remember, it's change.org/Penny Chang. You remember it like it's a Beatles song, like Penny Lane, just Penny Chang.
There you go.
Thank you, Lisa. In Waukesha, this is a guy who ran his Ford Escape through the dancing grannies at the Christmas parade, basically, there in Wisconsin. And this clown, I mean, this is so insane. This guy was just let out of jail like a week or two ago. And he beat up his girlfriend and ran her over with that very same SUV.
Oh, really?
Yes. Ran her over. This is what I read last night. Ran her over with the very same SUV he used to mow down all these people during the Christmas parade.
I think you're right.
Yep. And so what do they do? Well, Dieter, we have to have justice reform.
Right.
You know, everyone deserves a second, a third, a fourth, a 28th chance. And some people, Dieter, some people can't afford their bail money. Isn't that sad?
It's very sad.
So sad.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah, kind of like sad, like when you get run over by an SUV. That's pretty sad too, huh? So this guy who beats up his girlfriend and runs her over with his SUV in his spare time when he's not making rap videos, they arrest him and they go, oh, well, what do you need? I think it's $1,000 bail is what they set his bail at. He ran his girlfriend over with a car. Dieter got arrested for spitting on a sidewalk once, and I think they set his bail at $10,000.
Yeah.
I mean, $1,000 bail. They let the guy out. And I believe this is not like a one-off sort of incident. And it wasn't like, you know, this is a great guy who, you know, this is so outside of his character. And
he snapped,
it had to be proven beyond a reasonable doubt. You know, this guy had a history. Didn't he have like a long rap sheet there?
Very, very long. I saw it.
So it's not like sometimes somebody will be accused of a crime. And you go, wow, I can't believe it. But, you know, we'll give them bail and you know, you're innocent until proven guilty, so on and so forth. This guy had a long rap sheet. So they let him out on his $1,000 bail, which probably he only has to pay 10% of to get the bond or the bail or whatever it is. So $100 and he's out of jail.
Yeah.
$100. Then what does he do? From what I gathered, and I didn't watch the press conference yesterday, then he gets into another domestic dispute. I think with that same woman. I'm not positive, but I don't know.
Was that the knife situation?
That's right.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The same woman he runs over with the SUV 3 weeks ago.
Oh, no.
And he goes, well, I got to flee that scene. So he flees the scene, another domestic disturbance. He flees the scene and he goes right through that parade route, mowing people down. Now, at last count, I think 5 people were dead and like 40 were in the hospital. I don't know if they've updated those numbers or anything like that.
I just saved a video I just came across of him getting arrested. I don't know what his plan was, but he... No, I don't think he's at his home. I don't think he's at his own home. He rings the doorbell at this person's house.
Just at a random person's house?
I believe.
All right, here he is. You could hear sirens in the background.
Hey, I called an Uber, and I'm supposed to be waiting for it over here, but I don't know when it's coming. Can you call it for me, please? I'm homeless.
By the way,
she comes out. Wait, this lady comes out.
By the way,
well, she has no idea.
Okay, but
it
you
doesn't
come out?
Matter. Oh, no.
If somebody knocks on your door,
no,
goes,
you're right. You're right.
I'm homeless. I'm waiting for an Uber. Can I come inside your house?
No, you're exactly right.
You don't answer the door.
No, not in a million years. Is it a lady or a guy? I don't know.
Looks like a lady in a trench coat, and then the guy comes out after.
You don't open the door for this guy. I've told my wife. I say, if someone rings the door, don't answer the door. I just had someone ring the doorbell yesterday, the day before, and I didn't know who it was.
Don't answer it. That's why I have security.
I was home alone, and the doorbell rings, and I have ring like this person does in the video, and I look at it, and I go, who's this guy? What is this? I immediately grab my gun. Even in the middle of the day, people do home invasions, all sorts of stuff. I grab my gun.
Who was it?
I go up there.
Were you wearing pants?
I was wearing pants, yes.
Shirt on or off?
Shirt on.
Good.
This is like at noon or something. And I go up there, look out the door. It's just a delivery driver.
No. God.
But these delivery drivers now, they don't look like delivery drivers. And they just show up in like
street clothes.
In a Ford Escort or something. Yeah.
No uniform. Right.
I mean,
This is even crazier. Okay.
What does she say? Is there more of that?
Yeah, there's more. Hold on. I'm going to play it.
I don't think you're going to be able to pick up on everything that happens here. So he says, I called an Uber and I'm supposed to be waiting for it over here, but I don't know when it's coming.
Okay. Wait outside.
Can you call it for me, please? The person who was in the house said he was on a hunting trip and was watching football at the time of the incident, so he had no idea what was going on. So the guy lets Brooks inside the house.
Oh, come on.
Gave him a jacket, made him a sandwich,
what?
And let him use his phone.
Here you go.
He just killed the dancing grannies.
Oh. I'm homeless.
All right, so they go out there. Yeah, so it's a guy and looks like a man and a woman. They come out. They're talking to him.
I don't hear police, Rover.
It was in the background earlier.
Yeah, he's only a half mile away from the parade route.
My ID.
So then, hold on, pause. Let me just explain what's going on.
All right, yeah.
Okay, so then the owner of the house hears all these cop cars driving by, and he says he's getting nervous. He's like, what's all that about? That's weird. I have this guy in my house. I hear all these cop cars. And then he said, hey, you have to leave. And he kicks the guy out.
Mm-hmm.
Then the guy immediately turns around and says, I left my ID inside the house. Let me in. He's banging on the door right there saying, I left my ID in there.
Uh-huh. As one does, you just
and then there's, that's ID. Where it picks up again.
All right. Oh, no. Oh, there's cops.
Hands up! Your hands up! Whoa, whoa, whoa! Hands up! Hands up! Hands up! Hands up! Hey, I'm just... 26th, 500 block Elizabeth.
26. So the cops arrest this guy. Now they probably think he knows the people in this house.
Yeah.
You know this guy? Absolutely not.
Okay. So
that's crazy.
That is nuts, isn't it? But anyhow, the moral of that story. How did we even get into this? Some sort of bail or this or that or whatever.
Oh, the letting somebody out. He had just
been released.
This guy
just, they let him out. And they have all this stuff with the, you know, oh, we need justice reform. And do you? Yes, you do in some cases. I entirely agree with that. But the fact of the matter is, if you're a violent offender, you're beating up your girlfriend and stabbing people, and you got a rap sheet 100 miles long, and then you don't let that person out with $100. $100. After he runs someone over with his car 3 weeks ago, and then guess what? He just did it again. So Waukesha better. I hope they have a big bank account, because anyone who was killed, injured, all that Astro World crap, everyone who even attended that concert has glommed on to those lawsuits. And I think that's shameful. I think that, if you were killed, you had a family member killed, go ahead, file whatever lawsuit you want. First of all, I don't think most of the people who are being sued are responsible. Apple is being sued because they live streamed it. They're not responsible. I know they have a big bank account. That's why you're going to sue them. But they're not responsible for that in the least. So probably 98% of the people who are being sued in the Astro World thing shouldn't be sued, and they're not responsible. But if you were, you know, I understand if you were severely injured or you had a family member killed, you know, you're going to sue. But the people now, I mean, there's like 1,000 people who have signed on at least to these lawsuits for Astroworld. Give me a break, dude. You were at a concert. You weren't injured. Just because you were there doesn't make you entitled to any sort of money. Essentially, what you're doing is you're taking money out of the pockets of the people who actually are real victims.
Yeah.
And shame on you. And these shame on these attorneys for, well, we're going to start a class action suit. If you were at Astroworld, give us a call. We'll get you. And they know that they can bend these companies over a barrel. This is terrible PR for the companies, for Apple, for Live Nation, for all the other. They're going to pay. They're going to settle. It's going to be big. And guess what? The lawyers take the lion's share of it. They'll go, oh, we only take a third plus expenses. All those every copy we've made, that costs $1 per page. You know, all this garbage. And shame on everyone involved, and shame on anyone who was at Astroworld who's suing if you weren't actually. I mean, I find that despicable. But the people who were killed in Waukesha, you have a case because this guy was known to be a violent guy who just ran someone over with the very same SUV a couple of weeks ago. And
he should not be out.
He should not be out. And it's ridiculous that you gave him $1,000 bail, which you can get out of with 10%, $100. It's ridiculous. But, you know, so many people now. It's like all those things where people start bailing people out of jail. Do you remember during some fund that they created? And they go, oh, if you're a black guy in jail, we're going to bail you out. They started bailing out murderers.
We're
not talking about someone who was picked up because a curfew violation during a protest, you know, some nonsense. They started bailing out murderers.
Why is there bail?
Take that justice reform and shove it up your ass. If you're one of the, if you're a dancing granny who was killed, screw that justice reform that lets this guy out and to be able to run people over. What'd you say, Snitz?
Oh, I said, why is there bail for violent crimes anyway? Why is that even allowed?
Because, and you can't fault it necessarily, but you are presumed innocent until proven guilty. And many people have been accused of violent crimes, and they're not guilty of it. And so, you know, I think, of course, it depends on the severity of the crime. You know, some crimes, I don't think you should be out on bail. And sometimes, you know, you murder your family, they're not going to let you out on bail or whatever. But you do, I guess, bring up a good point. I mean, what's the cutoff of what is a violent enough crime to deserve no bail whatsoever? Probably those private companies that run prisons would probably love that if there was no bail. They just go, oh, we'll build a few more prisons to hold all the people who can't get out because we have no bail. So I don't think no bail is the answer, but come on, it's not rocket science. You don't have to be able, you don't have to be a Supreme Court justice to figure this case out, that this guy might be trouble. I've got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Comedian Christopher Titus back in Cleveland this weekend. He's on the show today around 4:20. The Alan Cox Show starts live today.
Best all in one. Rover's Morning Glory is on your smart device. Tell it to play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio. The romantic version of the story. Rover proposed at the Eiffel Tower. The real version of the story. Rover proposed in Eiffel Tower. We're back to Rover's Morning Glory.
do my... You guys have to do your doctor's thing by the end of the year? Are you guys good for that? Your insurance
not good.
Requires you? No, you're not?
No.
What do you mean?
I have to do it.
Oh, I have to do mine, too.
Yeah, I'm getting charged like $35 or something.
A month.
Was it
extra?
Paycheck or a month if I don't do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to think. This. I mean, it's scheduled. I just haven't done it yet to go in there.
When is it scheduled?
I don't know. By the end of the year. So you're going to go in there, Charlie?
Well, I don't go to a doctor. I just go to the CVS or whatever. And they go in that little
room.
That's
good enough?
Yeah.
Really?
It's worked for me before. They take your blood pressure, you're in and out in like, well, if there's no wait, 10 mm-hmm. minutes. Mm-hmm. You're out.
Someone said he went to the dentist the other day. Is that accurate?
Oh, yeah. Well, my back of my gum, my back left gum.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
Wait, back left. Bottom left gum. Uh-huh. In the back.
Uh-huh.
It keeps getting inflamed.
Uh-huh.
Really inflamed. And it almost rises to the top of my molar. So it really hurts.
You have like an infection or something.
Well, it happens like once every couple months for uh-huh. like a couple days. So then I was at my dentist and I made a big mistake. I was at the regular dentist and I said, anything, and they're like, anything bothering you? And I mentioned this. And I said,
I don't care. They could be jabbing something in there and it's causing a sharp pain. They go, you feel that? I go, no.
Yeah. They're like, anything new with your teeth? Anything that's bothering you? And I said, yeah, that. And they said, oh, okay, we'll better get x-rays. Okay. And I said, all right, we'll get x-rays. And they go, yeah, looks like it was a bad root canal. Your root canal that you had before is now causing this issue.
Oh, you've had a root canal? I didn't know that.
Yeah, okay. I had a root canal.
Uh-huh. Are those painful?
Oh, buddy.
It's not fun.
Oh, buddy.
I've never had one, but I've always heard how bad. That's the one thing you don't want.
Don't they numb it up?
Well, they numb, but there's a degree to a point where numbing doesn't work. Because they, if I remember correctly, because I got it 7 years ago, they core out your tooth uh-huh. to the bottom.
They take the nerve.
The root. I mean, you know, you ever see a tooth root? And yeah. I got some deep roots in my teeth, they uh-huh. told me. So they go in all the way in. And drill that out. Then they rip your, they take your nerve out. Okay, they rip it out.
And then they fill it.
They fill it with this plastic crap. So the first time I got the root canal, they do that. They core me out, and then they fill me up. And then afterwards, I think they check to make sure it's like watertight or it's sealed or something.
Uh-huh. Airtight. Don't they take some air and spray it?
Oh yeah, that was it. And they go, "Does this hurt?" And they're spraying air in your mouth, and it hurts so bad. And they go, "Oh." Well, it looks like that didn't take. So they just reset everything.
Uh-huh.
Get the drill right back out.
Oh, no.
You get through the root canal and then just right
another
back.
Root canal, basically.
Just a second uh-huh. back-to-back double-header root canal.
Oh, yep, two for the price of one.
On the same tooth, and then they do it again. Well, anyways, so my dentist said...
Now, what's the... okay, so you've had this root canal on this back tooth.
What's the point of it?
Well, what I'm saying is... Why do your teeth even need those nerves in there? Or it's a tooth. Do you need a nerve in your tooth?
That's a great question.
And if you can replace it with plastic, do you notice any difference between that tooth and your other teeth?
No.
Interesting.
And why can't they just pull the tooth at that point?
Probably can. It's probably cheaper.
I think you want to keep your regular tooth.
Well, back tooth? I mean, if you're going through all that pain.
I think you have a good point, Dieter, because my friend said he was going to go. He had to go get a root canal, and they said it was like going to be $800. And he said, "Well, just asking, how much to just pull the tooth?" And they're like $40. And he said, $40, just yeah, get rid of the tooth,
just yank it."
I think most people want to have a full mouth of teeth.
Yeah, front teeth, middle teeth. This is the back. This is the furthest back molar. You think you need that? I mean, that's my cruncher. But do you really need it?
I think once you got rid of it, you're going to go, oh, I feel like a baby now gumming my food. Yeah.
Because I have that one spot in my back tooth on the top where like it just wonky back there, that back tooth. It never gets a cavity or anything, but food will just get stuck back there if I don't properly. Like I got to scrub and really floss and stay really vigilant about it or it'll get infected back there. But I was like, if I pull it out. Can you just pull it out? Because I'm sick of dealing with this. I don't want to have to floss to just yank the tooth. And she said, well, no, all your teeth will start to shift if you do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you're old.
So you'd think my teeth would be done shifting, is what I'm saying. What
yeah, does yeah. No, he says you
do with
well,
it?
You no, don't, I'm you, won't, you shouldn't care.
10 years older than you.
You shouldn't care like at that point, Dom.
No.
That's what
yeah,
you're saying.
Yeah, no, I'm saying if
you've
I...
lived
I'm
your life...
7 years older than you, so I'm not that much older than you.
Yeah, no, I'm starting to think, just rip my teeth out. I'm thinking the same thing, and I'm younger than you. Like, who cares? We're old. We're older.
Your teeth will start moving around, though. You'll be all snaggle
tooth. So how much life do I have left? It doesn't matter. You're going to start losing teeth once you're 50, 60 anyways. Just get out ahead of it.
Talk to Snitzer. All his teeth are falling out.
Yeah, they're all
one a week.
False teeth.
Uh-huh.
Hey, listen to this. Dom said on the Aftermath, he's never had a cavity. Is that crazy?
Impossible. No way. You're Dom. Your entire life?
No.
Are you kidding?
No.
I don't think I've had a cavity either. I've had, because of my acid reflux, they had to take on the side of my tooth. The acid eats away at the side of my tooth, and they filled that in.
I don't think you've ever had a cavity.
I had a cavity when I was a kid, one when I was like six.
Okay, that counts.
Well, it's a baby tooth, though, right?
That's a baby tooth.
Oh, get rid of it.
Yeah, no, nothing. I wasn't allowed to really eat anything with sugar. Even though I was a fat kid, I wasn't allowed to eat like sugary cereals, gum with sugar, pop with sugar, really no candy.
I was the opposite. I was able to, that's all I existed off of when I was a kid.
How did you not get cavities?
I think it, well, you brushing your teeth and taking care of your teeth is one thing, but I also
my
think
teeth too.
No, I think people genetics. Have different kind of teeth. Like some people's teeth are softer than others and whatnot.
My dad's got this weird condition with his teeth, where his teeth were all weird. Like they look normal, but he just gets weird cavities, and they grew in sideways in the back or whatever. And so I think that's why he was really worried about my teeth. But that skipped me, and my son has that, and his teeth are all jacked up. Oh. He's had the spacer and
sure,
the
that's
braces
cheap to take care of, right?
It's coming out of the child's
orthodontia.
Yeah, that's it. Ain't cheap. Yeah.
Oh, I have two sets of braces in my kids. Yikes!
I actually, my daughter, the last time she got her teeth cleaned, she gets it every 6 months. They're like, okay, make the appointment for Brent for braces. And she just went back a week ago to get her teeth cleaned. They're like, what are you doing? She needs braces.
So expensive.
It's expensive.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. So you go there.
I called Doogie right before. Well, so then they say, you got to, my regular dentist says, you got to go get another root canal. And I'm like, oh, are you kidding?
Not the same tooth, is it?
Yeah, it's the bad tooth.
Oh, it's the,
pull it. Uh-huh. It's easy.
The third root canal on it. Okay. And I'm like, are you kidding? So I was like set for a Monday, and I just blew that off. I said, I'm not in the mood for a root canal on a Monday. So then I set it for last Wednesday. And right before I went, I called Doogie, and I'm talking to Doogie. She's like, you can't go in there and get a root canal right now. You're just not, you cannot do that. And I was like, what do you mean? They're going to do it. Like, how do I tell them not to? And she starts freaking me out. Like, I'm all fine.
It was a checkup. It wasn't a, you need to be mentally prepared for a root canal. And I have a guy that you need to go to. He's fantastic. Fantastic. They have the
root canal guy.
Yes. If somebody does a good job, if they're good at it, it'll be totally fine. If you have somebody, it's going to hurt.
I heard they're all painful. It doesn't matter who's doing it.
Of course, good Novocaine, Mr. Nosy. Seriously.
What's Mr. Nosy?
That nitrous oxide where you suck it in and then you're like, oh, do whatever you need on my teeth.
Well, I didn't have that.
You still feel it.
No, you don't.
I'm guessing.
No, yes. It's fine.
Root canal.
Oh, so yeah, I went in, and I was, ready to get this root canal, and they take another thing, then another X-ray, then they do a 3D scan of my mouth.
I tell you something about
hundreds of dollars.
Yeah. Dentists have a racket going on. Yeah. There's no other part of your body where they spend so much attention, and where you go every 6 months. I'm all for the teeth cleaning. Those X-rays that they take once a year, complete and total waste.
Well, the X-rays,
absolute
waste.
Well,
they can show if there's cavities, Rover, if their teeth are growing in.
No, I think the X-rays are important. But then, so we did an X-ray, and they go, and that was like $90 or whatever.
But you're having a problem. I understand if you're having a problem, you get an X-ray. I'm not having problems.
Here's the scam,
Rover.
Here's the scam. As soon as we're done with the X-ray, they go, all right, now we're going to do a 3D scan of your mouth. And I'm like, okay. And I go over there, that's $200. It's the same thing. It's just another X-ray.
Uh-huh.
And I go, I even asked, they said, well, why are we even doing the regular X-ray? You have a 3D scan where she can zoom in and out, turn my mouth all around. She goes, well, he just likes doing that.
Yeah, we can't charge you for something. You know, we got to get extra money.
And then the guy comes in.
And I tell him what's going on. And he's like, oh, yeah, I remember doing your root canal. And, you know, he's going over everything. And he goes, you know what? You're fine. You don't need to get a root canal. And it was the greatest moment of my life. Just think about going into a dentist and you're prepared mentally for a root canal. Mm-hmm. And then he looked at it and said, nah, might have to cut some of the gum out of your face.
But hold on. This is
you might
the
have
same...
to cut some of the gum out of your face. And I said, okay, that's fine. And he said, but, you know, we don't have to do this if you don't want to. And I said, no, I want to have a root canal.
But hold on. That guy is also the perpetrator.
Right.
He's the double bad root canal guy.
Right.
No, one bad, one good.
No, too bad.
Not too bad.
This is you have a bad one again, but he doesn't want to fess up to it because he goes, I already had one bad one. You can't say, I did it bad twice.
No. Right. He might sue
at that
me.
Point, medical malpractice.
Yeah, you're onto something.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's covering his ass.
Doctors are always trying to get a paycheck, all right? They've always got their hands in my pocket. Yeah, this guy denies
he's trying to save
money right now.
He's trying to save bad reviews, malpractice. You're going to say, hey, you're an incompetent dentist who can't do a root canal.
Any
correctly.
Other root canal guy, some guy comes in, complain, he's going to give him a root canal. That's his business. Imagine a mechanic that says, you're all set. And they say, go about your day. You go in, your car's all screwed up. And he goes, actually, you know what? The car's fine. That's a good mechanic.
If they fix it two or three times and it keeps getting broken, they're eventually going to go, that noise is normal. That's just the way it is.
Just to get you out of there.
Yeah.
Nope. You guys are looking at this all wrong. I said, this is the best root canal guy of all time. So anyways, I paid $300 and didn't get a root canal. It was the greatest day of my life. Man, I was riding high that day.
Well, congratulations,
Charlie.
I can't
really describe how...
How is your gum? Is it swelling up?
It only happens... That's why I'm so mad I even mentioned it. It's very rare that it happens. And I just thought...
I think it's normal that... I get that, like, maybe once a year or something.
Yeah, and the lady asks, you know, she always says, anything new with your teeth? Any problems? And I always say no. And I was like, I was like proud. Here's something wrong with my teeth. Like, let me tell her finally that I have something. And then she goes, oh, well, that's a root canal. And I'm like, oh, man, I wish I didn't say that.
Why? And then if you get, like, if your gum swells up by your tooth, you can't stop taking your tongue and messing with it, right? Like, right. It's just impossible. What is it about, like, humans are just animals. We're animals. You notice, like, if your cat has something on its tail or your dog, they just, like, that's why they put those cones around dogs, their heads, so they don't chew on themselves and a wound that they have.
Yeah.
What is it about us that we just can't stop picking at stuff? Or if you have something, I gotta touch that swollen part nonstop with my tongue. Isn't that, like, you'd think we would, that can't be good for it, right?
So I haven't done better. That. I don't even know. Do you do that?
You don't pick a scab.
If I have a weird thing, I'm picking it.
Pick it off, right? You can't help yourself. What is this? And you start grabbing and picking and twisting. And it's like sometimes the doctor will even tell you, like, after you've had some sort of procedure, don't touch that. Don't mess with it.
No way. Right.
You can't. And it's weird because I'll tell that to my wife. Like, if she has something, I'll go, don't mess with that. Don't touch it. And
it feels good to itch it. Yeah. And they keep itching it till it bleeds. I told you, leave it alone.
I know. But then when something happens to me, I'm picking and itching and rubbing.
Twisting.
I don't know. It must
so be. That guy basically told me food must be getting caught between the last tooth and my gum. So he gave me a little, what is it? A syringe. No, after I eat, I have to.
I'll get. But you're not going to use that. That's what.
What about gargling?
How much do you charge you for that?
I didn't look at the syringe. It's got a nice. It's got a little, like a hook.
No
on
one's
it.
Going to use. Okay, so you carry that around. You go out to lunch or something.
Wait, that's safe. You get pulled over.
Mm-hmm. You had one of those before, didn't you?
Oh yeah, for my wisdom teeth. I guess I did. Yeah. So now I have two of them. Yeah. Yeah, if you go out to lunch, you just have it.
Because I remember, like, going out with you, you'd always have to squirt your teeth.
No. You would actually do it?
For wisdom teeth, he did. Wisdom teeth, you have to get that pocket. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right. You don't want a dry socket, man.
Yeah, I get it, but you do that for a week. You don't do that
Well, you
forever,
do it for, like,
right?
A month.
A month?
It was
my
a while.
Things weren't... My sockets weren't filling in. When you're younger, your sockets will fill in. I had huge gaping holes, two gapers.
That's hot.
That I had to swish around all the time. Yeah, for months.
Were you smoking back then too? Because you can't smoke after that. Because that's what makes dry socket worse.
No, I wasn't.
You're vaping though, because that's or using a straw. That suck is what they say is what causes.
Well, I was very. No, I didn't straw. I was vaping.
but like open mouth vaping. Like,
oh, I see, I see.
You know, cool.
Well, I'm glad you avoided a third root canal, Charlie.
Yeah, it was kick ass.
I've got to take a break. Our number is 866 Yo Rover. Excuse me. 866-967-6837. Here's someone who says, you guys are pussies. I've had 5 root canals, 3 in one sitting.
Whoa.
Brush your teeth.
Yeah, I know. Take care of yourself, man. That's not something I would brag about.
Uh-uh. Dumb said B1 gets, or she has, I don't know if she has multiple times, but she got her tooth cavity filled. They drilled it out. No Novocaine.
No Novocaine. Who would?
She's afraid of needles, so she tries to avoid getting the shot.
You know what else? I'd be afraid of drills. Pain. Yeah, the drills. I mean, that hits your nerves.
I don't know. I've never had to deal with the drill, so I don't know what she's talking about. So
it's unbelievable. That's the worst thing. I couldn't imagine doing it without Novocaine.
I've got to take a break. Hold that thought, dude. You will be back.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Comedian Christopher Titus back in Cleveland this weekend. He's on the show today around 4:20. The Alan Cox Show starts live.
Kevin. WMMS.
Dumb down your smart device with Rover's Morning Glory. Tell it to play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio. When it comes to quarterbacks, they say Tom Brady is the GOAT. But when it comes to radio, Rover is the GOAT. The greatest of all at talkers.
Yeah. All right, we're going to get to the shizzy in just a few minutes. The news. Joanne in Boston, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Joanne.
Yeah, hi, Rover. How are you?
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, what's happening?
I just want to call to thank you so much for the support for my sister, Penny Chang, who was murdered in Cleveland. I'm no longer there right now, but I do visit often. And, you know, the memory's bad, but I know my brother started this whole thing where he signed a petition to try to keep the murderer back in prison.
Oh,
but,
yeah, your brother's like out on a... You. He's on a mission, isn't he? He's a man possessed.
He is on a mission. And then, yeah, it should be. I mean... It'll be scary. I mean, this, in our opinion, this person doesn't deserve to, you know, be out in the society, and it still may be dangerous. And our sister, and in the memory of our sister, this is.
Is that your younger sister or your older sister?
Yeah. My younger sister.
Your younger sister. Oh, yeah, my God. That's even worse.
Okay. Like, I know. Yeah. And I truly appreciate it. I just want to call in and just really give you a really big thank you.
Hey, what happened to your, are your parents still alive, Joanne?
My dad passed, and she was cremated, and he was recently put down with her. And he his request when, his request at the end is he wanted to be buried with her so she's not by herself.
Was he heartbroken after this happened, obviously? You know what? This makes it even worse. Like, someone who comes all the way over from China, like this guy comes over here from China. He's got two nickels to rub together, and he makes it in America, and then he has his 15-year-old daughter murdered by some scumbag.
You want to know what makes it even worse, Rover?
What's that, Dom?
When the family tried to sue the therapists and a hospital that were involved in this, saying that they didn't provide proper care for this guy and allowed him to
be. They should have known he was a danger.
They should have known he was a danger. Yeah. The attorneys that were representing the hospital tried to blame Penny's parents, saying that they bore responsibility because he had been sending threatening emails beforehand. So they had to go through a court case where somebody tried to tell them, this is really your fault.
Your fault.
Because,
I thought they went to the police. I thought they reported.
No, they claimed that.
We put a restraining order and everything.
From what I read, the attorneys in the case, they claimed that was one of their tactics, is that they said that there were threatening emails that were not reported to the police.
Listen, it's hard to, I just know because I worked in a mental hospital, it's incredibly hard to sue a provider and say, it has to be something just absolutely wild. You let him out or whatever. Right. He said, I'm going to go kill her, and then you let him out 5 minutes later. It's an uphill battle
The therapist had provided inadequate care because she was younger, and they determined, no, that's not the case. Well, blah, blah, blah.
Joanne, I think they'll keep this guy in jail, And I mean, he's up for parole in January, but
yeah,
you know, how old would your sister have been now today? So that she was killed in 1999. Let's do the math real quick. So let's see. I'm not good.
15 in 1999.
So she'd be 37 years old.
15 years old. Yep.
If you can believe that.
Yeah.
Joanne, well, thank you. I appreciate it. Good luck to you guys. And
thank you. Thank you so much for the support.
You're welcome.
Thank
you. Bye-bye. Doogie?
Yo.
Are you ready for the shizzy?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Hear the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
So there's overwhelming evidence, Rover, that Andrew Cuomo engaged in quite a bit of sexual harassment while he was governor in New York. That's the conclusion of the 8-month investigation by the State Assembly and corroborating an investigation by State an investigation by State Attorney Letitia James. It's a 46-page report. It was released yesterday, and it focused on accusations by 12 different women. Though it focused on two of them, the investigators talked to more than 200 witnesses and they reviewed 600,000 pages of documents. So a lot of evidence that this was a bad guy who thought he was innocent and he was just like, ah, I'm just Italian. It's just, you know, that's what he's been saying. So,
you know, I don't know much about this. Who is it? Is it the state attorney? Who's this Letitia James? What does she do?
She's the state attorney general.
Okay. She was going, and she's going after Trump. She's going after the governor. She's really going after everyone and their mother. And I think that she's doing this because I think she's now running for office. I think she's running for governor or something. And I always wonder when you see something like that. Now, maybe there's... maybe every one of these cases holds water, but sometimes I wonder if people don't trump things up to make it better for themselves. Remember, like Elliot Spitzer, that guy, and he was taking down Wall Street, and he's doing everything, and he had political aspirations until they found him cheating on his wife with a prostitute in New York, right?
Yep.
Go on.
Tiffany and Company just unveiled their newest, most expensive bling ever. It's called the World Fair Necklace. It was unveiled in Dubai. It features a stunning 180 carats of diamonds set in platinum. Ooh. The centerpiece, there's a picture of it on RMGTV.
What's that cost?
An 80-carat oval, flawless D color, which is the highest grade and virtually colorless, Empire Diamond. And it is available at Tiffany's.
How much?
How much, Doogie? That's the whole point of the story. Yeah. The world's most expensive piece of jewelry. What does it cost?
I don't know.
Okay. Oh,
the estimate is to be between $20 million and $30 million.
Okay. And it's not available.
You can't buy it. That's the estimate.
They're going to put it up for auction, right? Or no, they're not going to put it up for auction.
They've not put a price on it yet.
I think they're going to put it up for sale or auction or whatever. All right.
128 carats.
Wow.
That's crazy. It's not even that pretty with that many carats.
No, but it's the size of like a Cadbury egg, that diamond.
Yeah. So have you ever heard of this trendy soap brand called Lush Cosmetics?
Never heard of it.
Yeah, they have the stores.
All over the place.
Bath
they're
bombs.
Great. Yeah, they're amazing.
They have what?
Bath bombs.
Bath bombs? They have whole stores that sell that?
Oh, they've got there's an outdoor mall by us that every time we go, we got to go into Lush. Anyway, so their company, they've announced they're quitting Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Snapchat on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And they say it's a move to draw attention to how all of those platforms are damaging people's mental health.
No.
I actually applaud them. The company said that their accounts will be deactivated November 26th, which again is the day after Thanksgiving.
I love that you applaud them, but they're putting out a press release to do this. Like,
You got to get credit for it.
Yeah.
You can't just do it quietly.
Well, that's the time on Friday is when the other retailers and brands, they're going to kick their social media activity into high gear to win over the holiday gift shoppers. These guys are doing the opposite.
because it gets some free publicity. They go, what can we do that will be the opposite of everyone else? And they came up with this. They're not genuine about this. Let's see how far, let's see how long they stay off social media.
Right.
And by the way, I don't think the things that are damaging people on social media is Lush, or is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I don't think it's coupons for Lush. That's not what's damaging.
No, it's the mental health.
I know, and I don't think it's damaging anyone's mental health by getting, you know, there are a lot of other things damaging people's mental health on social media. Not that they don't need to worry about that.
You want to talk about damaging. Kevin Spacey all over the news because he's been ordered to pay $31 million by an arbitrator for his sexual misconduct on the set of House of Cards. Now, Kevin was fired from the show back in 2017 over allegations that he preyed on young men and he groped a production assistant. The money will go to the House of Cards production company because he was found to have violated their sexual harassment policy.
Yeah,
$31 million.
They basically said, hey, you owe us money because you ruined our show.
Yeah.
30, that's a lot of money. $31 million.
Think the stars will get it? Everybody will share that?
No. Why would they? Because I mean, the stars still got paid.
Didn't they continue on with the show? Yeah.
They got paid for the final season. They didn't take a pay cut. The production company says, hey, we're out this money. We could have possibly had another season, or who knows what their argument is. But and it definitely did cause damage to that franchise.
Oh, yeah.
Whether they were going to have another season or not, yeah, I mean, that's the first thing you think of with that show.
ABC is doing another one of those live in front of a studio audience specials. And if you remember, they have done, I think it was, what did they do?
All in the Family?
Yeah. And they have actors portraying the actors, and they do it live in
actors
front of a studio.
Actors portraying the actors.
Yeah, like the Archie Bunker, wasn't it?
Woody Harrelson.
Yeah. An actor portraying Archie Bunker's character.
New actors portraying the original. Yeah.
Right. Actors. So what they've now decided to do, this live in front of a studio audience, will be on December 7th. This time they're going to do episodes of Different Strokes and also the spinoff, The Facts of Life. The casting is a little crazy. Kevin Hart.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Coleman?
What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah, the same height.
Uh-huh. Is going to be Gary Coleman role. Now, Arnold Drummond.
That's love funny. It.
Damon Wayans is playing his big brother, Willis.
That's good.
John Lithgow is playing Mr. Drummond. And Ann Dowd will play Mrs. Garrett. So this is going to be, I think, really, really funny. I don't know how they're not going to crack. I like when they crack and they laugh. Personally,
people
like the old,
love these live things for
the old,
whatever reason.
You're too young, but the old Carol Burnett days when they cracked, or Saturday Night Live
they
cracked.
They still do it, yeah.
So funny.
I love that too.
No word on the Facts of Life casting, but again, this is going to be Different Strokes, December 7th. And finally, I don't know if you read this, but I read this article that Keanu Reeves did. He did this interview with Esquire, and it really was fascinating to see how the reporter, very descriptive in this interview, and they did an interview in Paris, and it was with Keanu, and he talked to him a couple of different times. One of the things that he had talked to Keanu in the interview was how the Matrix co-star Carrie Ann Moss and her son, Keanu texted her this list of movies, and the reporter had interviewed Carrie Ann Moss, and she was praising Keanu and what a great guy he is, and said he even took the time, with as busy as he is, he took the time to send a list of movies to me for my son that he should watch.
Okay, do you have the list?
So the reporter brings it up to Keanu Reeves, and he's scrolling through the text conversation and scrolling and scrolling. Again, it's a really fascinating interview. And he does come up with the list, and now they have printed up this list of the movies that Keanu Reeves suggested to his co-star that he thinks they should watch.
Mm-hmm.
You ready? No particular order. The Big Lebowski.
People love that movie.
It's like a cult classic.
Wow, that's insane.
One of the greatest.
That's like definitely a Schnitzer kind of movie, I guess. And other people apparently like it. I watched it one time and I go, I hated that movie.
I think absolutely you have to watch it again. I think people say you watch it once, it's okay. You watch it again and you appreciate it. You got to watch it one more time. Once isn't enough.
Okay.
Rollerball is also on the list.
What is that?
Rollerball.
That, isn't that like there? It's like a roller derby kind of thing, isn't it? Rollerball?
I think, yeah.
And I heard really that was one of the worst movies of all time, I thought. Rollerball. Maybe
not
I'm wrong.
According to Keanu Reeves. Okay. A Clockwork Orange.
Yes, nice. That. Kubrick. I love that movie.
Dr. Strangelove.
Another Kubrick.
Kubrick.
Seven Samurai.
Kurosawa.
Kurosawa.
I'm trying to say it before Charlie does.
Amadeus.
Wolfgang. Amadeus. Mozart.
Mozart, yeah.
The Evil Dead.
Oh, okay.
Sam Raimi. Zombie.
Yeah, Sam Raimi, okay.
Young Frankenstein.
Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks.
Yes! Suck it!
Original novel by Mary What's-Her-Face.
Two more. Shelley. Blazing Saddles.
Mel Brooks.
Sam Raimi. Try it.
And finally, Mad Max 2, The Road Warrior.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, Snitch. Cool.
What? Yeah, it's too commercial.
Yeah, that same dude who did them all.
Yeah, it's too commercial.
It's a good read if you're a fan of Keanu Reeves. That's it's a really good.
The Rollerball, I'm not sure about, but.
Good interview. There
well,
you
you've
go.
Never seen it. Right?
I don't remember. I'm sure I saw it when I was a kid. Violence, right? It's a really violent roller derby thing.
I don't remember. I don't know.
There's also a remake, too, Snitz. So is he talking about the Rollerball or the remake with Chris Klein?
Well, that one sounds like a. An award winner. Okay.
That's the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
People have called Rover a lot of things.
Rover, you suck. Rover, you're bald. Rover.
It all starts by calling the show. 1-866-YO-ROVER.
Rover, you sound too nasally.
That's 1-866-967-6837.
Is this guy for real, or is this some sort of elaborate hoax? There's a guy in France who he says he's the world's most modified man. You know how some people are into this body modification stuff?
Yeah.
And this guy, he has, they call him France's black alien. Because he has tattooed every square inch of his body. Hold on. Is my internet down or is it... let's see. Hold on a second. No, maybe it's just that particular website. I'm trying to get the... Here it is. His entire skin has been tattooed with black ink. So he's a white guy, but now he looks black. And he looks like an alien because he's had his lips... I think...
Removed?
No, like they slice his lips so that he has a bunch of
lines
in his lips, and then he removed his nose, he slit his tongue, he has his the whites of his eyeballs are tattooed.
Oh, he's all in.
I believe, do we have a picture of this guy? Let me see.
Video of him.
Oh, I have a video of this guy. Okay, here is France's black alien man, and I saw a picture of this. I haven't seen the video, but he has all these implants under his skin and stuff, and I go, is this for real or is this an elaborate hoax? Like, do you remember there was a girl who claimed that it was on social media, and she's like, I've gone through all this plastic surgery to look like Angelina Jolie, and then it like world headlines all over, and you see this girl, and her face is all like distorted, and she looks like a zombie, and you're like,
that's not real.
We talked about it.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
Makeup.
No, right. It was a hoax, and I just saw still pictures of this. I mean, it's hard for me to believe that this guy is real.
Well, here's the Angelina Jolie one.
Yeah. That's not real.
That's not real.
She's got to eat something.
And yeah, everyone's like, oh my God, look at her. That's crazy. But no, it's all phony.
Shame on these doctors that are doing this to this guy.
I agree. Like
his fingers were taken off, amputated.
Well, that's what the story is. The latest is that he had fingers removed so that he has I think he had two fingers removed, so he has just a little alien
claws. Yeah.
Yeah. Which it sounds like that. I saw a picture of the operating room, and that's what led me to believe. I haven't seen any video. I haven't seen any other pictures. I just saw a photo of him supposedly getting his fingers cut off in the operating room, and I go, that doesn't look like a real operating room. Something weird is going on. Let me see if I can find that photo.
The video has it.
Oh, the okay. All right, here it is. Maybe it's completely legit. Here it is. Now there he is with his fingers cut off, and his like they've sutured his missing fingers. He has green fingernails that look like alien claws.
That looks real.
That's gross.
I don't know. Something's.
It looks real.
His fingers are huge.
Hey, look at this guy.
Is that a dildo?
Look at this guy. Is this for real? It's a
yeah. His
knife.
Nose is all screwed up. He's gave himself like a. So that his lips missing.
Yeah, I mean he's cut. He's sliced into his lips.
His nose
he cut
is gone.
Off. His nose.
Nose is gone. Upper lips. Seems to be gone.
Looks like his ears are gone too.
Oh, you're right. Oh my
then
god.
All these bumps on his head.
Oh,
he has no.
And then he also. Right, his tongue, he apparently slit his tongue.
Huh. It's green. What do you do with this? Like, what's his job?
That's it. He just stands around and does
money.
This.
Like, you go to, like...
Like, what's wrong with you if you if you do this?
Is his arm
I know we have to be
too?
Tolerant and inclusive, and I can't call this guy a freak or anything, but, you know, it's weird.
Is his arm messed up?
Yeah, he has like some kind of blade on the bottom forearm. See those?
Yeah.
See like this, like a wind.
The hell is this? I mean, this is so. Is this for real? This guy's for real.
It's got to be. Yeah.
Do you have a before picture of him?
That's what makes it even stranger. Because I glanced through this article yesterday, and we've seen other body modification people, and I go, ooh, I understand why you're trying to get rid of that. If I had that body or that face, I might be covering it up with. Implants and tattoos and everything as well. But this was, now this is straight Rover talking, by the way. This guy is a good looking guy. His before photo. Let me see if we have that. Here it is. Like, he's a good looking guy.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he looks normal.
That's why I'm saying
he's
this
cute.
This can't be real.
Black hair.
Is this real?
Nice features.
I mean, that guy's a model. That guy would be, you could, the guy on the left, his before photo. Couldn't you see that guy in, like, as a male model?
Sure.
Maybe.
Sure.
Not good enough for you, Doogie?
No.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. That is shame on those doctors. I don't know how they're allowed to do
if
that.
If that's real, I don't understand how this is even legal. The guy obviously has some sort of mental problem, but I guess, you know. I guess in this day and age, you go in there, you go, hey, look, I feel like I'm a woman. Oh, hey, look, I feel like I'm an alien. I mean, I guess they have to do it. It's like if they don't cut off your fingers, they go, whoa, are we opening ourselves up to some sort of lawsuit here? I identify as an outer space alien, and he refused to treat me. We'll have a whole group of people who refuse to make birthday cakes for aliens and go all the way to the Supreme Court.
Hmm.
That just blows
Gross
my mind.
Out.
Yeah. You think chicks are into that?
No. Like,
no, some freaky chicks, yes.
Yeah, like those weird, like, goth girls.
Yes. And if you believe in UFOs and aliens, you're having sex with an alien.
Oh, my God.
Do you think this guy's getting laid more or less now?
More. More because
more
of the
quality, finish. Though.
Quality's way down.
Quality's way down. Quantity way up. Basically, I can see that.
See some of these girls with tattoos. They're freaky chicks. Some of them are pretty hot.
Yeah. Is that real though? He cut off his fingers. For some reason, I still am skeptical about this. Fake. Like it just
that part, or what about his nose and stuff?
The eyes?
I mean, I guess if you are going to cut off your nose, why not cut off your fingers? But where is he doing this at? Like, this isn't an operating room.
This can't be
he's
here.
He's like in a tattoo parlor.
Like a back alley?
And they can legally just chop your fingers off? That's, I mean, I don't know. Doesn't that...
I think it said Mexico. So you go there with some money.
Something...
They'll slice your fingers off.
And it looks a little pixelated here, doesn't it? Look
when
at
he puts
that.
It up.
Like, see that? Doesn't that look
that
a little...
That looks weird, but Rover, the next shot...
Doesn't this look... Hold on, right there. Doesn't that look pixelated, Snitz?
Yeah, right, I mean, over the scar.
Right where his fingers were attached.
Yes, yeah, but go to the next shot, Rover. Let it play. That. Does that look...
I mean, it looks pretty... I mean, it does look real. It looks pretty legit, but... Jeez, man. Yeah,
here's the operator. I think the picture...
Yeah, this is the photo I saw. Now, this does not look...
it's really dark.
The chandelier thing?
Yeah, it's...
Where did he say he got this done?
Mexico.
What's that name in the back? Why?
Yeah, the den?
Yeah, it's like some sort of tattoo parlor or something where he's getting this done, and it doesn't seem like it should be legal, but I guess a lot of other weird stuff in Mexico is legal, so maybe this is all right. I... have to take a break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Comedian Christopher Titus back in Cleveland this weekend. He's on the show today around 4:20. The Alan Cox Show starts live today.
You can ask your smart device to play Rover's Morning Glory on iHeartRadio. This is MMS. We aren't saying his voice has to be registered as a deadly weapon, but he has been known to kill the competition.
I'll be killing it, cause I'll be feeling it.
We're back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Thanksgiving is coming up, and we generally, my wife and I generally just have a laid-back, mellow, we do it Christmas, Thanksgiving, we kind of just hang out by ourselves. It's nice, just me, the wife, the cat, that's it.
No in-laws that live across the street? No sister that seems to be your best friend?
No. I mean, she might go over there for a little bit.
You won't?
Oh, she won't even, she doesn't even ask. She goes.
That's sad.
She goes, I know you don't want to go over there.
Yeah, because of COVID?
No guy wants to go, but kind of required to.
She goes over before I wake up, generally. Like, I'll wake up at noon or something on Thanksgiving, and she'll go over there and be back by the time that I wake up. And I'm in it. It's great. I mean, I have a dream wife. It's the best.
But the father, like, imagine that conversation. The father-in-law's like, well, where's Rover at?
And it's right across the street,
yeah,
too.
Is he? Can I see him out the window? He's still sleeping, Dad. so he's not coming.
Yeah, they know. What do you, I mean, yeah. They know what they're in for.
You got it made.
Known me for a while, you know? Yeah. Oh, man, I did make a mistake. My father-in-law, him and I are the exact opposite. Like, He's
smart.
Hardworking, blue-collar guy who wakes up at 4 o'clock in the morning and just can't wait to get up and get on a ladder and do whatever, you know? So, a couple of weeks ago, he sends a text message. It was on a Saturday or a Sunday. It was snowing here, by the way. And he texts my wife. He goes, hey, it's time to change the oil on the generator. See, he has a generator outside of his house, and I have one outside of my house.
Nice.
Put in at the same time. And he goes, it's time to change the oil on the generators. Is he ready to do that today? So she tells that to me. She reads me a text, and I go, I plan on just, I already told my wife, I go, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to watch movies. nonstop.
Veg out.
I'm just going to sit. I'm going to just watch TV, not check my phone, email, nothing. You know,
those are the best days.
So I that's what I told her. And then she, about 15 minutes later, she reads me that text and I go, all right, let's do it right now. Let's do it now. Get it out of the way. It's like 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, whatever. Get it out of the way. Then I have all night long to watch movies.
Yeah. But what do you have to do? What's required of you to do this?
Hold the ladder.
You got to at least stand there while he's doing it. If somebody's working on your house, you got to at least stand there.
Mm-hmm.
Hold a beer.
Yeah.
Smoke.
And so she texts him back. Okay. I'll be, he'll be ready in 5 or 10 minutes or whatever. So I bundle up. I got my winter coat on, gloves, hat, scarf. He comes over like in a t-shirt or whatever. I'm not even kidding you. It's 20 degrees. It was snowing. And I guess I'm a chronic underestimator of what it's going to take, how much time it's going to take to do something. I'm thinking we're going to be in and this is going to be 20 minutes. 30 minutes tops if it doesn't go exactly as planned. 20 minutes is my guess. So we start, and you take this off, and then you got to do, and he is by the book, man. Like, if there's a manual or something for something, you gotta go. If it says tighten something to 18 pounds of pressure, like a screw, that's tightened, not to 17.9, not to 18.1. It's 18.0 pounds of pressure, you know. So everything's by the book. And then, I don't even remember what, just, it took, Dieter, this was a 2 hour ordeal.
Oh, man.
It's 2 hours.
You said 30 minutes.
2 hours out there. I'm not even kidding.
And what are you doing? Just standing there?
Well, pretty much. Like, he would just hand me something, you know? Like, I feel like, I remember when my grandfather, when I was like 8 years old, my grandfather would be working on something and he'd hand me the screws and be like, don't drop these. Just hold on to those. Don't drop them. We'll never find them again if you drop them. So then you're nervous. You're just sitting there. Yeah. It's basically that, Charlie. Just instead of being eight, I'm.
Dude, at any point, you just set the tool down and leave? Or can you just not leave?
No.
All in order to go get him other supplies. Like, we needed a different tool. He needed some sort of hex wrench or Allen wrench.
What do you do? Hop on your
scooter? Some sort of something or other. Yeah. And, no, because it's on the side of my house.
You have hex wrenches? You got everything?
I had to go inside my house to get a couple of things.
Oh, I was wondering if you had to go to his house at any point.
No. He travels... Charlie, most of the tools that he needs, he travels with, you know? He's
like a tool
got
belt.
A tool belt. Yeah,
a toolbox.
I can't even lift that tool belt. I mean, Jesus Christ, I don't know how you can walk around with this thing.
That's awesome.
It's like 110 pounds. And so it takes 2 hours. And again, it's like everything by the book, and we overkill. Everything's overkill. We don't live on a farm. I don't live on a farm. He doesn't live on a farm. We don't live on a farm, but he has one of those Polaris Rangers, Dieter. Like your father-in-law
has
one.
Those are nice.
They're just like little four-wheel vehicles, but they're like enclosed. Like this one has like a... Yeah, it has doors on it. I mean, I don't know.
Right. There's no stopping. You go over logs, up muddy hills.
They're pretty sweet, right?
Yeah.
So, like, we're driving around on that just to go from the front yard to the side yard to the back over to his house. Wow. And then we're changing the oil over there, the changing the filter, doing this, doing that. The manual says to fill up the filter. Watching a YouTube video, Dieter, while we're out there in 20-degree weather.
Oh, man.
The whole time I'm thinking, I'm like, Jesus, why don't we just go inside by the fireplace?
Right.
Watch the YouTube video, come up with a game plan, and then come back outside and implement that game plan. No. And then I don't know what I was feeling. I felt, he helps out with a lot of stuff. He helped me hang a TV in the Three Seasons room, you know, like you have to, the mount and the wiring and the outlet and all that kind of stuff. So then he did this, the oil change and all of that on the generator. So then I was feeling, I don't know what happened, what took over, it's normally, you know, me, I'm so selfish, but after 2 hours out there in the cold, he has this Polaris Ranger, but it didn't have the windshield on it. They ordered the windshield, but the windshield hadn't been installed yet.
Oh, you need that.
Gotta have that.
Because all the stuff kicks up, goes right on.
Yeah, it's cold. So it's in his garage, and I said, do you need some help installing that windshield?
Oh, no.
He's like, really? I go, yeah, I'll give you a hand.
It won't take that long. What, 5-10 minutes max?
He already has this windshield?
He already has a windshield.
Okay, yep. So you're just saying, you know what, after this.
And he was going to wrestle around with it by himself, you know, but I go, I'm a generous guy.
Generous is your middle name.
I'm going to help him out here. So, you know, you open it up. First of all, you have to read the instructions front to back. You got to go through the whole thing, Dieter. So you open up the package, read the instructions.
Right.
Actually, he hands me the instructions. He goes, read these. Tell me what we're going to need to do. I go, that. I don't like that kind of pressure. You know?
Yeah.
If it's something I know about, something I'm an expert in, I'll take the lead. But don't give me the instructions. I don't know anything about this kind of stuff. I'm not a handyman. So the first thing in the instructions is the tools that you'll need. He has all the tools, every tool imaginable. And it says 2 people. And it says time to complete installation, 15 minutes.
Not bad.
15 minutes.
You can spare 15 minutes, can't you?
I've already been out in the cold. Of course, it was snowing and it was wet. And so I'm just wearing tennis shoes. My feet are wet and frozen. I have frostbite. Toes are falling off. I left a few behind. I go, but 15 minutes. I can bear 15 minutes. Struggle through. I'll push through. 2 people. Dieter, it was 1.5 hours.
Oh, what happened to the 15 minutes?
And with him involved, too? That's surprising. I could see it taking you 1.5 hours, but you got a handy guy there.
It's because the roof is already installed on this thing, and then in order to get, like, we almost had to take off the roof in order to have enough room to put the windshield on.
In the garage? All this.
Yeah, we did it in the garage, but
you have a heater in your garage.
Charlie, you don't understand, you know, I blast that heater. The inside of my house, 78 degrees year-round. My garage, 78 degrees year-round. I'm okay, man. I look at it, I go, I'm going to spend a little extra money to be at the perfect temperature. I like it at 78. It might be a little more expensive. No. That's not how, and it's not just my in-laws. I think any in-law, right? Like, whatever temperature they keep the house is not the temperature you want it at. So, no, there's heated. That's for pussies, Charlie. It wasn't in my garage. It was in his.
Oh, okay.
In his garage is heated, too, but, you know, it's like heated to him. 50 is heated.
Yeah. He's wearing a t-shirt and shorts.
Right.
Out when it's snowing.
I'm like, my breath is coming out. Crystals are forming as I breathe. And I'm like, my God. So it was a grand total of about 4 hours, Dieter, of what I thought was going to take 20 minutes turned into 4 hours. I get back. I was too tired to even watch a movie that night.
You could have got 2 movies in those 4 hours.
So I don't know what made me think of this whole story, but that's what Thanksgiving, you know. Thanksgiving is coming up, and I kind of put in my time already this year.
That counted. The oil change and the windshield.
Bet your ass it did.
Got it.
Yeah.
That's fun.
What do you have planned, Uji?
My mom is doing something all of us in our family does not want her to do. She is driving herself from Detroit to my house Thursday morning.
That's kind
and
of
how
close.
Old is she?
83.
83 years old. She's going to drive herself.
Yes.
That doesn't make any sense. She's 83 years old. She even still has a license?
Yep. It is a fight that we have been having. So she cannot be alone. My sister just passed.
No, she's got to come up. I agree with that.
Right. My brother's birthday is on Friday. So it's her son that died 3 years ago, his birthday, and then her daughter, who should be here with us for Thanksgiving. They would have come together. She won't be there, so it's just myself, my daughter, and my mom. And
what about your other brother?
I don't really talk to him.
So why don't you drive out there, pick her up, and drive back?
I told her I was going to do that. She freaked out. Because you can't take away her. It's almost like a pride thing. Like, don't. She yelled at me, "You are not my mother. You are not changing these roles." It's really weird. Like, I don't know if you've ever dealt with anything like this, but an elderly person that feels you're taking away their rights.
Sure. I mean,
crazy.
I get it. Yeah, they're losing their independence, and that is a difficult thing, I think, for old people. I mean, just ask Snitzer. We have to wheel him into here.
Stop it.
Do our video switching every day, and it's a little wheelchair back there, and changes the pens. Yeah.
Feed him. He's independent.
Yeah, as independent as he can be, right?
It's sad. It's scary. And so
you're going to let her drive herself?
Yeah. Yes. And she is going on directions that my dead brother told her maybe 5 years ago, because there's all this construction in Detroit area. And
she doesn't have a phone with GPS?
She doesn't know how to work her phone.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, my mom wouldn't know how to use that.
It's just, it's complete chaos.
When my mom comes to my house, she refuses to get on the highway. So it's like a 20-minute drive if you just get on the one highway and get off the highway. She takes one made road all the way.
What, 45, 50 minutes?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It requires one turn, though, so it's very easy to remember.
Are you hosting Thanksgiving at your house?
No.
Do you go to Krista's family?
We already did Krista's family on Saturday, and then just my mom's on Thursday.
Yeah. And that's it?
Over at her house? That's where you're going?
Does Dad come over and your uncle, everyone?
Smoking weed and doing weird things.
Smoking weed, having fun, eating turkey, getting drunk.
Let's place bets now. Will the police be called to Charlie's mother's house sometime over the Thanksgiving holiday? Will the police arrive?
See, Thanksgiving, everybody's a little more subdued. It's cold out, so we can't, you know, we can't get outside.
4th of July, you would say.
Yes. Definitely. More towards yes. And also the amount of food everybody's eating, it kind of just chills everybody out. It's a chiller vibe.
But is there drinking and weed smoking and that kind of stuff involved?
Yeah.
But it almost sounds like someone in that family is going to have a bright idea to go out and maybe I got a pellet gun. You want to go out there?
Let's blow something up.
And that was this Sunday, actually. This Sunday I was shooting a crossbow for the first time.
Well, there you go.
Not at my mom's house. It was fun. I was on the back of a four-wheeler shooting crossbows. So that was sweet.
So what do you think? Are they going to be, are they going, and you know the cops out there where Charlie's mother lives. This is the house that Charlie grew up in. Yeah, they have a substation next door. It's called the Toomey Substation.
I don't think the cops will be called.
The last time the cops showed up was in Easter, but I mean, that's spring, and everybody's getting excited. We got a new BB. We did get a BB gun, and my dad was out front shooting it. And then everybody went inside, and I went outside to go turn the grill off or something, and I see a cop hiding behind a tree, and I go, what? And then I start looking around and notice a lot of cops hiding behind trees, and they said, we heard reports of an active shooter. And I was like, it's my dad with a BB gun. So, and now we were all sober for it, too.
Do your neighbors hate you? Because in order for them to be called out, someone must have called them.
Well, I think that was somebody driving down the street, saw my dad laying down, full arm, because he was in the army, full army position with a BB gun. Like, looks like he was looking on a sniper scope.
They probably thought, like, oh, here's some guy who's going to kill his ex-wife or something.
With a sniper gun?
He was laying down in that, is that prone position or something? Like, he's full-on army man. Uh-huh. And somebody just was driving down the street and saw that happening.
I'd probably call the cops on that, too.
You would?
I think so. Like, did your mother teach you when you were a little kid and you'd play with, like, toy guns? Back before toy guns were orange. They would tell you, be careful, because people might think that's a real gun.
Sure.
And they'll call the cops, or the cops will come out, or don't wave that around. Like, apparently, Charlie's dad never got that message, and he's an adult.
Oh, well, no, we're all shooting it. Not just him. No, we're all shooting it.
It just so happened, I think he was the one full Army position.
Well,
Dom, what are you doing?
I'm going to my uncle's house. I have my boys and my daughter and her boyfriend are going to be there, so it'll be nice. I'll get to be with all the kids. So
now, which uncle is this?
My dad's brother.
Okay.
Uncle Kevin.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be really nice. The whole family. I'll meet my my niece for the first time. I haven't met her yet, so I'm looking forward to that.
Sister's
yeah, my sister's kid.
And how old is?
Like a year or something like that.
Well, it's.
Is B1 going?
No. She's with her mom. I think her stepdad's out of town or something, so her mom's flying solo. So it's just like her mom and her grandma. Kind of like yours, dude.
Yeah.
Snitz, what are you up to this Thanksgiving?
Having all my kids over, my grandson for dinner. It's going to be great. That's, normal stuff.
That'll be... Dieter, what about you? What do you got? Oh, you have the craziness going on. Right. Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, yeah, me too. Oh, yeah.
Sister-in-law bringing the felon over.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
It's not 10.
Yeah, we're going to my grandma's on my wife's side and then back to my sister's. She's having one on my side of the family.
So your sister, not the sister-in-law, your sister.
Yeah, my sister. Okay. So it'll be two parties on Thursday.
All right. Do you anticipate any weirdness or fireworks? Anyone who listened to the Friday Leftovers, if you're on RMG Plus, you got to check out the Friday Leftovers last week. Anything you expect or any word?
No word. Somehow now I'm...
You're the bad guy.
Yeah, the grandma thinks... All this somehow, all the drama started because of me.
What'd you do?
I don't know. She's old.
Did you spend time in prison?
No, but somehow she's 94, so somehow she got mixed up. Her signals got crossed, and she thinks that I'm the problem, so she's trying to avoid me. And she's saying if I get too upset, I can go upstairs and watch football upstairs in the bedroom. So it's very, very...
Is she confused? Does she think you're the felon?
Possibly.
You're going to fix that, right?
I told my wife. I laughed out loud. I go, what the hell are you talking... How am I to blame? I go, how did... This? She goes, I don't know.
You remember Dieter's sister got a divorce, but his grandfather was so old that she got a divorce. He got remarried. And they just said that the new husband was the old guy because... The grandfather was so old, he wouldn't approve of divorce.
He doesn't believe in divorce.
Yeah. So maybe this lady, this old bat's just so old, Dieter, that she just doesn't, she's confused. Very she thinks confused. You're the felon.
Well, I heard a rumor that the felon is a fan of the show and a fan of you. So maybe somehow that got, that's where the mix-up got mixed.
Oh, is
somehow?
That true?
That's what I heard. I don't know if that's the truth. Supposedly there was pictures of this guy wearing an RMG shirt. I could be, is fan speculation that I've been getting. So you know how legitimate that is.
Right.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I don't know the guy.
Well, I mean, a lot of prisoners do listen to the show.
Oh, yeah, which we appreciate all of our listeners.
That's
right. Of course, yeah, I'm not knocking them.
We just don't want to necessarily meet you in person once you're released.
Or get married into the family.
Has this guy reached out to you?
No. No, because there's no way to contact. I have no... This is all my wife's side of the family.
Give an email, Dieter@roverradio.com.
That's true. That'd be very awkward, though. But the one thing that is good... My grandma-law is 94. She still cooks the full Thanksgiving Day spread.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Can you believe that? At 94, the turkey, the mashed potatoes, the stuffing. She does it all by herself.
Do you think she's going to do something wrong, though? Like, the older you get... Like, I remember when I was a kid, my grandmother and my mother would go to a seamstress. Is that what you want to call it? People who would, like, alter your clothes, make them shorter or whatever, and... Remember they took in a pair of pants. I think the pants were pink. And then they to be shortened. No. To be shortened. But then the lady, because she was getting old, instead of doing pink thread at the bottom, she used orange thread. It looked the same to her, you know. And they're like, we're going to have to stop going to this old bed.
Well, I always
do you think like this holiday, you're not nervous about the holiday spread? She's 94, dude. Are you going to go into the stuffing and find her dentures or something?
Well, I always worry about her cutting into the turkey like Christmas Vacation and all the smoke comes out.
It just deflates.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, damn it. Because I look forward to turkey. No, she's been doing great. She still tastes good.
Awesome. Very cool.
All right. All right. Well, speaking of RMG Plus, I mentioned you should go back and listen to the Friday leftovers from last Friday if you want to get more info on theater. Theater has this belief that as long as it's on RMG Plus, no one will hear it, right?
It's just less likely because you can't just turn the station and, you know, just driving around and hear the story. You actually have to go and pay, which we appreciate, and listen and seek it out. If you want to seek it out, fine. But I still want, like, the grandma driving around and she turns the channel and hears this damn story and kills her.
So you can listen to that. While you're subscribe to RMG Plus, you can catch the Friday or the Aftermath starting in just a couple of minutes on RMG Plus. You can watch or listen live there at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app on your phone, your tablet, or your TV. And for everyone else, we will be back live after Thanksgiving. Have a great day and a great Thanksgiving. It's Rover's Morning Glory. Bye.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Comedian Christopher Titus back in Cleveland this weekend. He's on the show today around 4:20. The Alan Cox Show starts live today.